welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing? What am I, Wendy Williams? How you doing? We you know what you missed? We were going to play on today's show, but we never got around to it. What year was the candy that you liked invented? For instance, we'll give you a little tease on it right now. Skittles. What year do you think? Well, I'll give you like 25 seconds at home if you're with someone right now. Both of you, you got about 15 more seconds. And in about 5 seconds, you both have to guess, whoever's in the room. What year do you think Skittles were invented? 5, 4, 3, 2, final answer. Eric, what year were Skittles invented?
1974.
Were you right? Or were you wrong? I got one more for you, and I honestly don't know the answers to George Carlin. What year were Reese's Cups invented? Don't tell me yet. How about you at home?
I'm looking it up.
How about you at home? Okay, you got 10 seconds. If you're by yourself, just come to a 10 seconds. Guess. And don't look it up. I know what you're doing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1928.
Were you right or were you wrong? Only you know. Ah. 1928, did you just say?
Yeah.
Do you know the story behind Reese's Cups? Was a guy had a chocolate bar and the other guy had peanut butter and they bumped into each other on the street. That's a true story. No, it is. They're going to do like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah? That's going to be a movie?
It's going to be a movie about the guy. Leonardo DiCaprio is playing the guy with the chocolate bar.
Who's playing the guy with the peanut butter?
Well, I don't know. You're right. It could be two guys. Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, I've watched that.
By the way, I love that Jeffrey Tambor tweeted Lawrence O'Donnell should just be on just all night long. Hey, you know what I'm going to say? Let's put some positive energy. You know how there's certain people sometimes in the news we wish they would do more? Well, when they do it, I think it's important to give them credit, even if it's someone you normally don't like. Give them the credit, even at your own house, through the energy of just what consists of your house. And tonight, I was very proud of, not that they just, they did more than just go, they had moments that calmed me because they did what I wish they would do. Well, for me, Rachel Maddow, of course, I love her because she agrees. And already, Lawrence O'Donnell, I love. But Don Lemming, am I saying his name? Did a magnificent job tonight. I was so proud of him. He let everybody talk, but he also stopped them with clarity and preciseness and crispness in his word. And it was to be commended. And then also
Megyn Kelly.
When the person said, why didn't these women come forward? She goes, you know why. And then he talked, no, you know why. You're a lawyer. You know why. Like, didn't even make it like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know why. And then the person goes to talk again. You know why. She goes, I'll repeat it. You know why. I know you know why. He goes, and so I was proud of her, and I was proud of, who's the one, where, who'd we start in the beginning of the night? There was one more that I thought was doing a nice job.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Was he who we, I don't know if we, could have been the Coop. So anyway, are you doing okay? Today is Blake Wexler. Oh my God, it was a lot of fun. Blake Wexler, and then, yeah, I guess we may as well say it now. There is an after show, and it is available. Oh, please. It's just so we could create a little money for the show, to buy things for the show. That's really what it comes down to be able to do cool different things, to be able to take it, just the more I put it, every penny I get, I just put it right back into the studio. So what are we charging, $1?
$1. ToddGlass.com.
ToddGlass.com, and then we have the after show. The first show is pretty long. It's not like I'm doing an hour first show. I think the first show is still always going to be at least an hour and a half. Sometimes the first show might be 2 hours, probably more like 2 hours every week. And then we'll have an after show. And can I tell you something about the after show that is different? It is a different energy. We take a break. We usually come back in the house for like a half an hour. And when we return to the barn, it seems like it's darker. It's the energy, the air is different. We're at a different place. And it's just a different type of it's a fun energy to go to, huh? You cheap fuck. No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't even say I'm kidding. It's an insult to you. Like you're there going, wait a second, is he kidding? All right, so we'll throw to the show. Aristotle did the board and did a great job. Everything he does is great. Why can't he compliment me as much? I'm always so nice to him. I never get shit from him. Nothing. Except he does a great job all the time, and he's pleasant to be around. Well, maybe that's what he does. Maybe he does do something. Maybe that's the best I can ask for. God damn it, it's me that is needy. But he did the board. Aristotle, as you know, normally does the technical end of the show every week. The sound, the every aspect of it, listening to it, the edits of the show. And he also did the musical drops. So that's what I mean by the board, along with his other duties. He was over there. He had three computers open all night long and a magic wand that he carries around. Now, I don't know what he does with it. But yesterday he said he waved it around and brought good luck to every listener of the show.
And played drums.
He did.
And did characters.
You know what? I think I know who I'm going to let guest host the next show when I can't. Remember I let Tom Martin do it once? I let them guest host a show when I couldn't be there. Tom Martin did it once. Daniel Keener did it once. Maybe it will be Aristotle next time. All right. Well, I want to throw to the show now. Okay? All right. Oh, I knew there was something else. November 5th, this is a save the date. Next Friday, a week from today, I will give you a specific place to go and get tickets. Of course, there's no charge. It's November 5th. I'm pretty sure there'll be like an 8 or a 7 and a 10:30 show at the Lyric Theater in Los Angeles. November 5th, absolutely, positively. It's going to be everything I want it to be. I'm so excited about this. No bullshit. November 5th. There will be a 7:30 or a 7 and a 10:30 show, but a week from today, Friday, and I will put it on the opening of the podcast, and I will tweet it. But if you want to hear it verbally, the opening of the podcast next Friday, a week from today, it'll be the first thing you hear, even if you're too busy to listen to the show. I will smack up front tell you when it is. November, not when it is, where to go to get the tickets. There'll be a site to go to. And let's be careful with the plus ones. Make sure it's not just, tell them to go look at a few of my videos. By the way, overwhelmingly, it's always fine. People are smart that listen to the show. They go, it's not me just bringing somebody. It's bringing somebody that, look, if you have to go yourself, you'll find yourself in a loving atmosphere. Maybe I'll have everybody wear a sticker that's a Todd Glass Show listener. That way you see someone else with the thing. You'll be like, oh, you're going to feel welcomed. Whoever you are, you're going to come to the show, you're going to feel loved. The feeling you want to feel, whoever you are, by yourself, with somebody, you're going to feel great when you get there. You're going to be in a loving atmosphere. So don't fucking fuck it up. All right? You good? All right. Yes, Eric.
Go to toddglass.com for the after show. The grilled cheese shirt's still on sale, but there's only a few left, so hurry up.
I don't believe in that. I think it's overselling it, and I'm not going to reward that type of behavior. I love you. Enjoy the show.
Toddglass.com.
Stop it. Seriously, it's obnoxious.
Toddglass.com.
All right. Ooh, 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 ooh. I knew I forgot one thing. My date in Philadelphia at Helium with the Todd Glass Band. That's right. James and Ross will be back. I had to move it. It was a Martin Luther King week. We moved it down to the 26th, which is a Thursday, through the 29th, which is a Sunday. So it's the 26th through the 29th. That's where the Helium date is now, in Philadelphia. I'll be on Preston and Steve. It's going to be great. All right.
You can learn more on TalkGlass.com.
Don't be stupid.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Blake Weckler. Come on. Really? You don't know what happened before that just happened. I was so prepared, everybody. I had everyone quiet. I told him, don't get on your cell phone because I can't pay attention. Everyone be quiet. I told Aristotle, are you ready? Know your cue? Okay, because after this, we're going to go into the Todd Glass Show song. Okay, are we ready? And I go, we'll start right now. And I go, a day.
And it's not like it's a brand new script for you. It's one of your really good friends' names.
I know. Let me come in again. I want to do a cold, like the old days of radio. We are live at the Todd Glass Studio. In studio, you hear us laughing in the background because we're already having a good time. Across from me is Blake Wexler. Duncan Carey is here. He's going to maybe be moving up for the after show. Eric Olson is here. As always, exciting and fun and invigorating. And Aristotle is here. Now you ask, who else is there?
There's more?
Of course there's more. With the person that I'm about to introduce, I pale in comparison to his best, one of the best things I've ever gotten from a man by the name of Michael. What's your last name, Michael?
Smith.
Michael Smith. I got a towel warmer in the mail about 6 months ago. You do 8-9 towels in there. You know the towel thing where you put it on your face. Oh, it's such
relaxing.
I used to do it just before dinner, but now I thought, even if I have friends over, I'll be like, who wants to reset? You reset yourself. It is the realest thing there is. I used to just try to do it by putting the towels under the sink, and that works, but the water's got to be so goddamn hot. Hot, boiling towels have a very short shelf life. So if you got to get them overly hot, so when people grab them, they got to shake them out a little bit, because if you try to give them to them where they're touchable, by the time they get them to their face, it's untouched. It's too cool. You gotta. It's okay if you're like, ooh, But I could only do two or three with the tea kettle, you know. But then I got this towel warmer in the mail, and it says the name of the show embroidered onto it. It says the Todd Glass Show towel warmer. I'm like, are you shitting me? And now I can do like have people over. I don't just do it for dinner now. Now that there's that, it's so easy to do it in that way because you can roll them up, put them in there. I don't have to like pour it over it. It's just waiting in the kitchen quietly. No one knows I got it up my sleeve.
No.
And then I go, oh, I do the same thing every time. We're not going to just take the bullshit of the day, were we?
No.
No, we're just going to plow into the nighttime.
No, fuck no.
No, that's what we, is that what, I hope it's.
Absolutely not.
Of course we're not.
Not
Of course
here.
We're not. Even if you don't have a towel warmer, I know there's listeners that aren't as lucky as me.
No.
But even if you don't have a towel warmer, then you could do it with.
Someday you will.
Something you do with hot water from the faucet. It's still cool.
Right.
Don't give up on this idea just because you don't have a towel warmer. If you have a tea kettle, there's a lot of ways to do it. Microwave. But anyway, it's trial and error. If you think it's worth it, you know what's going to happen? You're going to try it with the microwave. You go, oh, it's too hot. You'll never do it again. That means you didn't really fucking give a shit. The person that gets how amazing it is, like, just figure out a way to do it. It is a little bit trial and error. I learned I have to tell people, you're going to get it, and it's going to be too hot to touch. If I didn't tell people that up front, they would all get it and go, ah, it's too hot to touch. I'd get all fucking mad.
Right.
Because they're ruining my great moment. So I tell everyone, it's going to be too hot to touch. All I ask, you know my rules, Blake. Can you repeat the towel rules? I want to see if you know them, the hot towel rules. How close can you get?
I have never heard them, but I'm going to guess.
Okay, what is it? All right, do you know what they are?
Yes.
Do you want to go out of the room you go out of the room and let him say first, and then you'll come back in and say your version?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And I'll tell you who's closer. And then we'll talk to Michael Smith. We're not going to really talk to him. Michael Smith?
Ba, ba, ba.
And also with Michael, and Eric just left outside so we can... And this is the cold opening.
Right.
That's why this is fucked up. Okay. It's just... What? Oh, we have a studio audience member here today, and I think he's very confused.
He has a question, I think.
What is it,
yeah.
Sir? Oh, stop. Yes, come on. That's funny.
Who do you invite?
I love to have a sense of humor. Imagine if we drop this. This is a cold opening. This is an extra. I wouldn't charge for this. Meanwhile, there's people right now. Who the fuck thinks I'm going to charge? Shut the fuck up. I love when we have audience.
That's the show. The Television Association of America.
My neighbors. Stop it. It's funny. No, it's a cold opening. It's supposed to be cute. Not hilarious.
Where do you find
Stop
them?
It already.
I don't
So anyway, them. Okay, hold on, Eric. What do you think? What's the version of the towels that I like? What would you see the rules of it are from start to finish?
The rule, because I think you're worried that people will quit on it if they let it burn their hands. So I think you touch the towel, you put it down, you let it sit for a second. Then you put it on your face. You're not allowed to say anything. You need to leave it on your face. You need to leave this. You just need to be in your own world, reset, forget everything that happened in the day. And then you make a fart joke, I think.
No, why do you have to?
And then we continue.
Can I tell you to do George Carlin?
Yes.
No, I don't. To George Carlin, were you serious? Did you think I did?
No, we did a bit. We just that. Just
I blew my nose.
Oh,
that was
sorry.
A, that
I'm
was
sorry.
A
I'm sorry. Went, I'm sorry.
Once the once here's the
there
basic.
Is a difference by
it's
the
not
way.
Not humor.
There is a difference.
Very different.
To George Carlin, there is a difference.
You know what, Aristotle? Eric, wait till I tell you what Aristotle just said.
We're gonna recount all of this when he comes back in.
Hold on, don't come in yet. But wait till I tell you what Aristotle just said. He got me, I guess you could say.
He zinged me.
So anyway, okay, so you gave your version of it. Yeah, can I tell you, I don't want to tell you yet this, because he's not here, he can't listen, but you were pretty close.
Okay.
You were pretty close. It sounds a little Nazi-ish, but it is for a good reason.
I don't think so.
It's just like when you go to a yoga studio, do this, do that. It's all. So what I usually say is, let me break the silence.
Right.
Let me break the silence.
I like that.
And then after that, I don't mind if people make jokes, because that's the first time Daniel Kino went, because I knew he meant it. The first thing he did, just give me some genuineness before you go to a bit, right?
Right.
You've already given enough. Don't worry. You're great. I swear to God, I'm being honest, and I know you need to hear
up.
It. I know.
Yeah.
Well, you're nervous. I hope I never disrespected Todd's Talbot. But anyway, I like to be the first person to talk. And then Daniel, just to break the silence, I judge it. And then Daniel once, first thing he said, the first time he did it, he was like, oh, my God. You could just tell he was like, I knew it would feel all right. But what? It really does reset you. And then we call it the Nick Thune, just when you think it's not hot anymore. Guess where it does feel hot? You spin
on
it around
bottom.
On the bottom or on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Because your hands have gotten used to it. Your face has gotten used to it. It gives you one last minute of let those muscles relax a little. And it does. It just, you know, it relaxes everything. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can reset myself before I hang out with my friends even. It doesn't have to just be for dinner. It can be for just...
Right.
I used to just do it for dinner. Now I'll do it. No, you're good. Come on in.
Can I say something?
I think that's Eric.
Oh Eric,
come
man.
On in, Eric.
It's unlocked.
Come on in.
Oh, hey.
It's unlocked. You like how it works only the other way around? It's usually, come on in. Okay, so Eric, now can we get...
Real quick, can I tell you something? I don't want to show up a guest on the show, but I got you Can I say it? No, would I Amazon Prime?
If it's a piano for my yard, if a piano shows up in my yard with the big wheels on it, I'll have the guy. I'll put
okay,
a car.
Well, it's not that.
I'll have a carpenter put big wheels on it,
right.
So I don't need it. If someone and I'll give you my address. You email me. You get it. Try to have it be in sort of good shape. A piano. I want a piano in my yard. I'm gonna have those big wheels put on it. Can you imagine having people over your house and there's a guy playing piano in your backyard? What do you want to say?
Hot quilt. You put a big quilt in there, you wrap yourself in it.
Is that what that is in my front yard?
That's that huge.
I thought somebody dropped off a jacuzzi. You brought a big quilt warmer?
No, that huge cylinder quilt warmer for everybody.
You know what? I got to be honest. That really does.
For a king-size bed.
What?
That's right.
Because I see it in my front.
It's not a big deal.
Can I tell you?
His was nice.
Listen, a quilt warmer.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something about a quilt
warmer. You wrap your whole body in it.
Let me tell you something, Blake Wexler.
And you go right ahead.
Can we get that louder?
Is this America?
I wrote a song for you. And then we're going to do the air. Oh, pause it. Stop everything. Stop. I have a professional show. Can you explain my Tao ritual?
30 seconds of silence.
Well, you're going to be a little more. Guess. There's no right or wrong because I don't think from the start, from the whole process, how do you think?
You take the boiling water.
You have to say boiling. You make it sound horrible. I don't think you like it. I think you tried to get me right there.
No, it's got to be boiling
water. I know. But it's funny.
You pour it on a rag.
Yeah.
You let it cool just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put it on your face. 30 seconds of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. And that's the Tao ritual.
Love it.
I think it was a tie. I think you
were.
Yeah,
I understand. Yeah.
I told Eric today, I said, Eric, if we were a couple, who would be nicer to the people? Like if there was someone cutting the lawn or who would?
Me.
And he said him. But he goes, he'd be like, I don't care about you, Todd. I blame him. I bet he would fucking care.
Right. You would do a silly bit and he'd be like, jackass.
I bet. Can I tell you the truth to George Carlin?
I go and buy him ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I do?
Keep
I tell them not
one another.
I tell you what I do. I tell them they don't have to clean the yard and let this whole house go to shit. Just so they'll like me more. You're not going to cut the lawn.
And Todd would pay them anyway. And then
I'd pay them anyway and tip them. Who would be nicer? Maybe I think. See, here's the thing I just realized. We're talking about who would be nicer, but I want to have a professional show tonight.
Right.
Somehow, we never really closed up that Mike Smith is here, brought the towel warmer.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault.
That's not your fault. Stop taking blame.
Okay.
Do you mind, though? I wouldn't mind. It would help me out.
No,
in case there's something
down
the road, I'll take the blame for that.
Yeah, anytime. I'll take
the
blame.
No, it's okay. It's your fault.
You know what? It was my fault. Oh. Okay, so
I want to say
Michael Smith is here.
Michael Smith is here, and we all did the towel bit before the show. We are reset. We are in a good mood, and then conversation drifted here and there, and then the contest, you both were tie. Aristotle is on the board tonight. Now, he did the... he did the podcast festival, but he's also
Aristotle! Aristotle!
I like it that loud. I do.
But I don't think anyone was scared. I think people were legitimately like, I don't know what that is.
Like,
it's the only thing I like that's yelling. I hate this type of music.
Is that why you stopped inviting me on the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding.
What?
I said I was kidding.
No, don't worry about
it.
Listen, so anyway.
No truth.
And then we have a few. I think I feel like old school tonight because I have some things that I wanted to say.
Let's turn back the clock.
Flynn Germain. I know I'm going to say your name
that's
wrong.
That's a great name.
It is a great name. And
holy shit.
She sent me a version. She sent me a really heartwarming email. The type that are just do everything for you. Every emotion was beautiful. Doesn't get any better than that. Reminds me of Mr. Rogers when he said, it reminds us how great we can be as a species.
Proud of you, Flynn.
And you should be.
Yeah.
You should be, which, and I'll tell you later why. You should be fucking proud of
I am.
Her. Okay? You hear me, Flynn? Don't make me come over there. I'll punch you right in your fucking face.
That's how proud
That's
he
how
is.
Much I'm proud of you. I'll come over there. I'll kick you right in your face. I can't help it. It's like when you want to bite a puppy, when you think they're cute, I see people I'm proud of, I want to take a punch right in their face.
Right.
Okay? You think it's funny? Are you laughing? Oh, you think it's funny? How about if I come over there, I punch you right in your face, you think it's a joke?
You won't be laughing. You won't be laughing after Glass.
She did a cover, our first cover of one of the songs that Joe did, the opening of the show, To Tell If It's the Bit or the Truth. So
That's
tonight,
amazing.
I sent it to you, Aristotle, and you'll hear it from Flynn, so thank you.
You're on your way out, Joe.
You're on your way out, Joe. Oh my God, I think his... Can I tell you something?
Oh God, what?
I want to get through this stuff. His wife is on hold.
Oh my
God. We'll Just let's oh my keep God! How long has she been on hold, Aristotle?
I'd say an hour.
Hey, it's Halloween, so tonight you never know what's going to happen here. You know.
Whoa!
I want to talk to the
a bag of weed. Everything is better than a bag of weed. It's the only thing you'll ever need. Everything is better with a bag of weed.
All right, so listen. Later in the show, a guy, I forget his name now in the notes, but his name is Charles.
Yeah.
And he's having a party on the 1st of November, and he asked me some ideas. Believe me, I'm so excited to talk about this that I'm going to later in the show, we'll talk about it. I think we're going to have an after show this week, too.
Ooh.
Things are going to change a little. We're probably going to – and you know what? It helps with guests, too. Some guests have to leave. They only want to do an hour and a half. Sometimes guests want to do 3 hours. But the after show's good. I like the idea if there's a guest and they can do an hour and a half or whatever the reason is, and then we'll do after shows, and they'll be on our website. Maybe I'll charge $1.
Can I stay?
Someone said charge $100. I would. It's $1. Yeah, leave me alone. Much. Fucking $100. Shut the fuck up.
$80.
Shut the fuck up. I love that music. You can't play it enough.
Wait, Todd, can I stay for the after show? Like, am I?
Yeah, I can give you a character to do on that phone.
Perfect.
Calling in the whole after show. Would you do something like that?
I think so,
I know
yeah.
how to tease people. Are you fucking jealous?
Ooh.
And I want to thank... thanks for saying you... Oh, here's... If this was true, you know that... What's that show where you say things and then they have to guess... The phrase.
Family
things
feud?
A wedding bride says.
Family is a
things a wedding bride says. You know that thing? And then they go,
yeah.
Oh boy, I'm glad you all came to my reception. My best man. And then they have to go, things a married woman would say. Things a bride would say.
Right.
You get that? Do you know that show? What was that called? $10,000 Pyramid.
That's what it is.
I'm going to have to, is there a type of, I can't think of anything.
Things a headliner would say, who's very successful.
I need water in my dressing room. Is there any way the opening acts don't talk to the crowd?
Things Todd Glass would say.
Thank you.
Hey.
Ding, and then it flips around.
Got it.
So if this makes sense, then, you know, then here we go. Ready? This will say everything.
I like when I'm in power and I can grab girls' pussies.
Things that you say in a locker room.
Right. Okay. Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? Now, if you were in the $10,000 pyramid and someone said, I like to be in power, and I grab girls by the pussies, you know, I like the defense of that.
Oh, that's things in a locker room, of course.
Yeah.
What else could that be?
Things in a locker room.
Yeah.
By the way, here's how quick you get it.
And that's an easy question.
Do it even quicker. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I like when I'm in power and I can grab girls.
Oh, things you would say in a locker room.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
When you're a celebrity, they'll let you do anything. You grab their pussies.
Oh, yeah. No, you say it in a locker room. Of course. Right.
Right. Right.
Easy.
Yeah, things you say in a locker room.
It's just too easy. How did this even make it on the show? It's so easy. Of course that's it.
So there's that. And I think what do we do now? How do we start? You like to start big?
Yeah, I like to go real. Yeah, I like to start big and then ramp down until you're rolling around on the floor.
Can I ask you this? What
silent?
What do you have anywhere to be?
No, I want to be here for the whole day.
You do?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead. I'm serious as a
what?
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to keep going?
Ooh. Blake, you have to do nothing but be yourself. You see this gentleman over here? Went all the way back to
Eric.
Boise. And then he made it all the way back. Can we put that through the house? Maybe do a little drums? Eric Olson, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. A Boise boy.
What's the story behind him? Maybe our new listeners don't know. I don't take it for granted that everybody listens to the show every week. This is the story of Eric.
That is right.
Olson.
I think I know now what the show could use. Someone who's been missing for a while.
What?
I realized maybe he was gone too long, but he's moving out of Boise, Idaho.
This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Going home.
Mr. Jerry Seinfeld, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, look at this.
Going home, and he's running home. The return of Eric Olson to the Todd Glass Show. When the sun rose,
what the fuck? It doesn't cost me anything.
Oh.
Need some time to really come out clean.
I don't give a shit. I put a disco ball on, folks. You think I give a fuck?
Fucking electric bill.
I don't give a fuck. What? Listen to the words.
This is his home, by the way.
Going home and he's
back, baby.
I got another verse. Put some reverb in my voice. I'm not done, you motherfucker.
Feels like you never left. Take him home, Todd.
That was. I sounded better than I thought, but not as good as I hoped.
Can we do
I'm kidding.
Bit,
it was neither.
Where it's like literally. So the band has all the faith in the world that you're the guy to take him home.
Lead singer.
And then can we do it where it's just literally it's a beautiful song.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I? It
you
hurts me every time to
oh,
do
it. Hurts your throat?
No, it hurts my feelings. I'm so bad. I'm so bad.
But
I can't.
You're doing a voice.
Well, that was just because I that's me when I want to let loose. I do a character so I can just do feel what it feels like to not hold back singing. Because I know I can't just belt it out.
Right.
Because I don't have that type of voice. I have to go, you know. I stay in this range because that's what I can.
Well, there's a market for that.
Where?
Here. Right here. This room. This world.
I'd like to start the show. Do that again. I like that. Play it again. I know what you're doing.
What? Do you is that a Donald Twumpet?
Aristotle has a few. I want to show you what is in front of him, the trust I give him. Show the all the four that I said you could play at your random. I gave him four things, and I said, just play at random. One he's utilized. You know which
and
one
and
that
by
is.
The way, Todd has written off his payment for Aristotle, though, because he gave him a charitable four. He's just like, no, I don't have to pay him anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be paid.
I gave him a little
if
biscuit.
If he gets jingle selection.
Yeah.
Go ahead, play all four, like one.
Play, Wessler, play,
No. That wasn't the one I told you to play at your own risk.
At your own risk.
No, I mean at your own.
It's worse
your
than
own
worse. You can play it, but there will be consequences.
Wasn't there? Wait, where does it say that?
It says Blake's jingle.
Let me see. Oh, that was on there.
Being
by
a
accident.
Podcast producer on this podcast is like swimming at the beach at
oh,
night.
Oh no, I gave you the wrong
you do
one.
Do it at your own risk.
I gave you the wrong one. Shit, it's it's the rim shot.
Watch your mouth.
The Nerdist jingle. The Nerdist thing. Yours. And then there was one other. There was one other, but it doesn't matter. Let's just keep it at that. Okay? Blake, do you want to play Mott? Okay.
Maybe that one?
Okay, Blake. Yeah, that one's fine, too. Anyway, whatever I was talking about, it doesn't matter. I'll talk about something else. Sure, that's a great way to...
Yeah, no, it's professional.
Do you want, and I don't know how to do this fair, I have my own song for the show, before because we have to start
Ooh,
the show.
We might as
we
well.
We have one for you, too. We have, I don't know if this is a new one or not. It's not, but it's still fun.
It's. I don't know if it is or not. I do know.
I do know.
And it isn't.
Joe has been sick.
In the mind.
Sick in the head.
Well, his wife is still on the line. And by the way,
she's still on
hold? I've never seen this before. The light grows brighter on the phone.
You can see it like going wow.
Right.
Eric, let's let Eric decide.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you don't want the responsibility, you can pass it off to Duncan. There are rules here. If you two don't want it, you pass it off to Michael. If Michael doesn't want it, he passes it off to the new Michael. And then this gets passed off to Aristotle.
It's a line
of what I don't want you to do is pass it off. If you can make the decision, make it. And we'll be done. But if no one is under stress, if for some reason everybody in the room passes, it comes back to me and I'll decide.
Right.
Which should we play, his song or my show song first?
Blake's song?
That's my song. Sounds like Blake.
You want to do, can I talk to you?
Yeah. What do you want?
Wait, Todd.
No. All right.
Isn't about the song, right?
I don't give a shit.
All right.
Oh, my God. I don't even give a fuck.
Okay.
I'm not
right,
even
cool.
like that.
Right.
I'm
then go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead.
Not like that.
All right. Cool. All
don't
right.
Give a fuck.
I'm going to check
Let's
my text
do...
messages. All right. Yeah. So
no,
you
on.
Talk to him and then.
I'm going
to
play your song.
Okay,
didn't
cool.
he just say play your song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
All right. Cool. I didn't think
so. Why
so.
Do you seem like very nervous, like a coke addict?
No, it's. Well, I'm on coke.
I'm graciously.
Yeah,
going to play your song, but you seem to be giving me like I'm giving you the energy I won't. That's how quick we did it. I'm not going to go. Oh, Blake, why didn't you say my song, Eric? That's the energy I'm getting. When to tell you the truth, I'm going to just play your song.
Okay, no,
you
I
want
just,
me to play it?
You know what? I do, and I was wrong, and I apologize for assigning that energy to you.
Oh my God, thank
yeah.
you.
Okay,
that actually
course.
Relaxes me because I thought you were like, no, let's do hold, just give me 1 second.
You know what? Maybe we ought to let Duncan decide.
This is literally what I just said.
No, this is...
No, I don't care. I was just... There's something else that happened, and you don't know about it. It does look like... Duncan, whatever you want, I don't give a shit.
I'm not here every week, so I don't know.
You want mine or his first? Just say it. It doesn't fucking matter. Just say it. Stop. Please stop it. You guys are making me look like I'm a freak. Do mine.
I want to let Mike decide, you know?
All right. Mike, you want the Todd Glass show?
What is happening? Wait, what is happening right now?
I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
So you want the Todd Glass show?
I mean, I kind of think we should go with...
The Todd Glass show?
I just heard him say the Todd Glass show.
I heard him say the Todd Glass show. Don't be stupid. Come on, everybody.
I've literally never seen anything.
It's the Todd Glass show, everybody. Are you going to make a big deal about it?
No.
Listen to the words. The sing-along is my favorite part. Every week. Can you pause it for 1 second? I had a thought.
Yeah.
It's sad that I sing along to my own songs. Be honest with me. Is there a level of craziness to it?
Oh, there is a level, but I think it's endearing.
Oh, God.
I don't think the level's like we need to talk to Todd about singing along
to his
own
songs. Well, I thought about
it
once before, to be honest, but I never said anything because I thought maybe I'm just thinking it. Like, it's just...
that's the punchline drummer who doesn't know what a punchline is. But
well, he made it a punchline. He made it a punchline.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we do a setup punchline?
Okay, ready?
But Aristotle, you don't know what a punchline is?
It's Rodney, and he's got a bad drummer.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the other day. No, I do a Rodney joke. Hold on. I'll tell you, my wife, she's not too smart. The other day she hit a deer. It was in the zoo. Anyway, I'll tell you the other day my wife. The other day, I'll tell you, my wife's not a good cook, you know? At our house, we found a fly fixing a screen door. The guy gets mad, actually. Like, his drummer is so bad.
He can't even do his punchline. He's too pissed off.
Yeah, his drummer is friends with some of his road manager's kids. He's on the road playing drums for him, but he's horrible.
He has to be there.
Try to do a joke, and he's the worst. Come on, just listen for the punchline.
You know, if...
No, come on. Now, how could that fucking be? He already thought it was over. He's the worst.
That's actually just a comedian who can't think of his joke. Yeah. So if 3 out of 4 people suffer from diarrhea...
Well, no, you got it. Come on.
Does that mean afterwards, one enjoys it? I just literally don't even...
Afterwards, they tell him. They go, Glenn. I make his name Glenn.
Right.
Listen to the rhythm. Like, first of all, you have a playbook in front of you. You should watch watch his whack, but you're playing for him every night. Listen to the rhythm. If you forget the joke, like, how do you... And then the next night, cut to this.
And Glenn, your resume said comedy drummer.
Yeah. Yeah, you said yeah.
And I've never even heard of that as a job
before.
That's what I wanted.
But they don't want to fire him. You know, it's like Bullets Over Broadway a little bit. You need the person to put up the money for
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Bombs Over Baghdad. Is that a mean joke?
No.
Good.
No,
is that a
hip hop song?
Is that a chicken hut? Is that a chicken place you go to? I don't know. I got nothing. So
you know, I got sick at Bombs Over Baghdad the other night.
Give me some reverb. With producer Aristotle. With producer Aristotle. Eric Olson. Duncan is here. It's so much fun.
So energizes everyone except me.
I am. The music keeps playing. There's reverb. This is a real fucking show, and you know it.
Show.
You're so mad at these other podcasts. They come peeking over here, and they're like, oh, fuck, he's got... You can just tell, like, there's a pause in the music, and then it kicks right back in.
If only we could have that.
All we do is talk to people.
If only we had a jingle budget.
Blake
they
Wexler.
Don't.
Let's play him in.
Why not?
Let's do it right. I hope we have the right one loaded up. There's two.
Blake Wexler.
This one.
Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler.
Blake Wexler.
Look at that.
Blake Wexler. Blake Wexler.
Happy birthday, fuckface.
To George Carlin, it feels like your birthday every time you come here.
Oh, thank you. Is it the bubble machine or my face?
Oh, come on. What's the difference?
Hey, you got a lot of nerve.
You have horrible boils coming out of your face.
Hey, let's go around and just do the guy. There's no jokes. Yeah, it's all inflection. Yeah. I'll tell you the other day with my wife, I bought a piece of furniture, you know? Go ahead, go.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I get a little lost when I'm looking for my dog.
I'll tell you, my sister's not too great the other day. She moved into a shed. Hey, I'll tell you, my dog, what did you say about your dog?
Knock, knock, who's there? I found my glasses.
Hey. Hey, eat a piece of spaghetti in your monkey's face. I'll tell you, I don't know what the other thing. The other day, my sister, she walked in. I told her, she goes, what am I, charades?
I left the burner on, I gotta go.
Hey.
So I set up a premise to a joke one time.
Oh. I'll tell you, things happen and I talk.
Mammals produce milk. What's going on?
Hey. Can I ask you a question? I'm not joking around.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, are you gonna
anything?
Are you offended easily? Because no, I'm being so serious.
No, I think I'm like a pretty, you know, liberal, fun, you know, comedy guy.
I feel like, right? I want to ask you too, but I don't know. I don't like to get too personal. Even though I know you very well, Eric, mm-hmm. I just feel like I still like to be respectful. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course you can.
When you were in the military,
go ahead.
Like already, he has an idea.
The podcast is going to be canceled after
he has
whatever
an idea.
This question is.
He has no, yeah. It's Hardwick, but he's listening in because he knows, yeah. He listens to all the, yeah, shows at his house,
right?
And that he knows already. He goes, military. I don't want to know.
No, here, can we do it? You were just like, you asked the question, and Hardwick is just like, no, God, no, go. No,
yeah.
Not.
It happens, yeah, right afterwards.
Nothing's
too.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, but I do want to ask you this seriously.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you, when you were in the military, do you crush a lot of pussy?
That's inappropriate.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know. I was in a locker room.
Do you crush a lot of pussy?
Well, no, the locker
who talks
room.
Talks like that.
Locker room. Oh, it's locker room.
Not in the military locker room.
Oh, no, it's locker room. Yeah. You talk about violating people. You, that's no. I've come on. Oh, everyone's so PC. Let me tell you something. I've been in the locker rooms, and I know that people talk. Not only some people think it's just maybe vulgar language and it's sexually explicit and all that. No. Everyone knows it's that. It's also, yes, making jokes about forcing yourself on people against their will. It's locker room talk. If you haven't been in a locker room, then shut the fuck up. That's what people do. Normal, sane people. Normal, sane people, when they're in the private and they don't know everybody's listening, right, they might say things that you don't fucking know they say. Like, yeah, boy, would I like to use my power to aggressively molest that woman against her uncomfortable will.
Of course.
That's locker room talk, and I'm fucking tired of this whole fucking country.
Can I tell you something, how I relate to that?
Wow.
So when I'm in a locker room, I'm very, very insecure about my body and being, yeah, naked and making eye contact with anyone at all. So the way I break the ice is I just bring up rape, and it's just like everyone's just like, oh, let's all look at each other. It's fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's how,
like,
you talk
no one's
about nervous. It.
It's just what a normal person
it's
would
what
do.
What a normal, right, person does.
Right, right.
Listen, how about Joy Behar? Resident. She's filling in for, I can't make political jokes. something, Joe Biden, I don't know.
Joe Biden.
Joy Behar.
Joe Biden.
In for Joe Biden.
Very busy.
I was going to say she replaced Donald Trump. I would like if she did. I actually really like Joy Behar. I don't like something she just said, though. But you know what? Maybe she had a few drinks. She likes to have fun.
Who doesn't
maybe
like it?
She was in a locker room.
Maybe she was in a locker room.
She was probably recorded in a locker room.
Sure. Oh, yeah. She was, right, in a locker room.
Eric is great. Eric is great. Eric is great. Eric is great. Eric is great.
Oh, thank you.
Eric is great.
What is this?
Ooh.
No, what is this?
Is this Donnie Darko?
What is going on? Would you put that under your... We have the room pitch dark.
That's the ghost with the most.
Pitch dark, and Eric has a candle under his face. So picture the room. It's pitch dark. Eric's got a candle right under his face.
I'm so scared his beard is
going to catch
fire.
Other than that, all you see is the Mr. Rogers sign in the corner.
I do now.
Yeah, you never know when I'm not going to play it. Well, people get used to it. I try to give everyone the happy amount of jingles, so everyone will be happy. Eric, do you have any questions for me before we go into this Blake Wexler interview? Seriously, because I don't ever take the time to...
There's no turning back once we start. So once he starts asking me questions...
I'm really excited for this Blake Wexler interview.
No, I want to talk to you a little bit too, though. I think we should, because it's... You know, you might have something on your mind.
Why? Yeah. I'm here every week. Blake Wexler.
That is a good point. Why aren't we starting my thing?
Well, I don't know.
We just put Eric's beard out, by the way.
Blake Wexler is here. Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here. Wexler, that's for later, you fuck.
Oh, a tease.
Oh, no, dang, it's a little teasy weasy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I want to hear the song. Oh, my God. Oh, how much money do you want? $10, $15?
How are you, Blake?
Can I buy
Blake,
you?
Blake, how are you?
I've never been better.
Seriously?
This is my happy place.
I have such great interview skills now. People are freaking the fuck out.
When you ask me how are you, I'm like, he fucking wants to know how I am.
Look at my hand.
Yeah. Wow.
Why is my hand resting on my... Well, you know you're a good interviewer when you take your hand and you look at the person and you rest your hand in your... You rest your face in your hand.
Like, it looks like you're about to fall asleep,
it means
but
I'm just
not
going anywhere. It means I'm here and I'm all you. So if I'm going to just relax the muscles in my head, lean it on my face, and everyone watching goes, they must really be listening.
100%.
Stop that shit. Fucking shit. You know how you can know everyone will know you're listening? The follow-up question. That's how they'll fucking know you're listening. You know who's good? Jimmy Kimmel.
What if he did that?
Jiminy Crimbles, right?
Jiminy Crimbles.
Yeah, I'm a big Jiminy. By the way, I've been following
him
for
years. By the way, Jinx. By the way, no, it's...
Jimmy Kimmel?
What were you saying?
Kimmy Jimmel.
It's, first of all, both of you are wrong.
Love Jiminy Crimbles. By the way,
it's Jimmy Kimmel.
I would say I'm his biggest fan.
Hold on, whoa. People hate when something's said completely wrong, and then everybody on the show moves past it. They're like, whoa, no one heard that? It's Jimmy Kimmel, and the way I know
so
that...
so you said that wrong.
I saw Germ Maloney last night, and I asked him, does anybody think it's Jiminy Crimble? Germ Maloney?
I don't even know who that is.
You don't even know Germ Maloney.
What name you're trying to say.
Oh, my God. How do you not know Germ Maloney?
Jared Maloney?
Germ Maloney.
Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah, Jared Maloney.
Who is Jared? For the life of me, I don't know who that is.
No, I know Allie Tindler.
Andy.
Do you mean Andy? You're not even getting the gender.
I think you mean Andy Tindler, and I'm talking about Jared Maloney.
No, you said it wrong. You said it wrong. Also.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. It's not you. Who? It's
Corey Shovel. Corey Shovel is my favorite guest on this podcast.
What about Joe Birmingham?
He has a podcast coming out with Jack French Green, French Vanilla, Jack French Vanilla. Huh? Oh, are you listening to me? Because your face is on your hand.
I know. Because I'm a good interviewer. How jealous is everybody?
Are you guys talking about...
Oh, this is a guest. Oh, we have a guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest here tonight.
Right.
Apparently, he doesn't know he's not supposed to talk, but that's okay.
I think I could clarify. You were talking about the Bitter Buddha, right? Edel Pepitone.
No, we weren't talking. And first of all, it's Eddie Pepitone.
Spaghetti Palpatine.
It's Eddie. Hey, did you hear
Spaghetti Palpatine?
Did you hear that? You know what? He's got an alert button, Steve Fine Arts. If anyone talks about him on the podcast, it's like
Todd.
Right now. Jesus. Steve Fine Arts. You know damn well if we talk about him long enough, and I think the people that listen to the show,
Todd. Can I tell you something?
He finds out. All we have to do is talk about him, and all we have to do to keep him. Someone will send him to the show. They go, I guess, someone knows him that listens to the show. It happens all the time. It's fun. So someone will be like, just same thing with me. If somebody says something even nice about me on another podcast, someone goes, hey, someone threw some love your way. They end up here. And you all know him. You're like, oh, yeah, he's right. He's here already. He's listening.
It's unbelievable.
He's listening.
Should we call him?
Yeah. I guess we may as well. Let's call him because
can I tell you a story about him?
Because he's listening right now. And you know, tell a story about Steve Fine Arts. He will stay tuned. He will just keep listening as long as we don't mention anything any substance. Even if we just keep mentioning his name. He's sitting in his house laughing, but it's also sad. Let's face it, Steve, it's sad. You know damn well because everyone told you they never really talk about you. They call you and he ends up listening to us calling him. It's sad. It's just sad, but let's try it.
Let's try it.
Is he on the phone yet? And you had a story about him.
I can tell it after this. I actually am very interested in hear what's about to happen.
Do you understand what's happening?
Well, it's a person with an illness.
And he's listening to the show right now because someone said, hey, did you hear the bit Todd Glass did on his show? So he oddly, curiously goes to the show.
Right.
Is that really him? To George Carlin, is that him? To George Carlin?
Yes.
Some people can decode it and they can figure out a number. I'm hearing a lot of noises.
I'm hearing
you.
Fuck
you, Aristotle.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, how does that ring so loud?
Can I tell you? I never would have gotten it.
Either would I have.
Ever, if you didn't say
that. Is he there?
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hey.
Can I talk to you?
Oh, I was going to do a prank and you.
No, no, it's great that he answered because he's listening to the show right now. Steve, here's the word. We know. We're on the podcast right now, right? Now, we.
I was wondering who that was.
My real voice. So let me explain to you, and I want you to understand the levels of understanding what's happening. So you know you're going to find out that we called you on the podcast. Now you know because we called you. But we were talking about you 3 minutes before, and we're going to talk about you 10 minutes after. So we're thinking here, his morbid curiosity is going to, even though he called us and we called him on the podcast, not you called us, but we called you, you're going to go listen because you want to find out what we said before, which, by the way, I'm telling you right now was of no substance. All we did was say. Yes, sure.
Yes.
Erica, is this how we get more followers?
He's our social media coordinator.
I don't know. That might have been not a safe zone thing because I think this is going to be fucking great. Yeah. Everyone knows that Steve is going to go listen to this. Do you agree, Duncan? Sure.
Of course he
is. So he's going to go listen to this. And, Steve, I want to tell you what we talked about before we got you on the phone, which I will let you talk in a second, was nothing. It was of no substance. It was just like, Steve will listen if we just keep mentioning his name. And that's all we're going to do afterwards.
Of course.
But you know you're going to listen to the whole thing. Is that right or wrong? Even this part where we're just talking to you right now, you're going to just sit and listen to you, even though you were here already. Will you 50 seconds?
Oh, not good.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Boo!
Sounds like rocks being
Come
smashed.
On, he's my friend!
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, guys, he's my friend.
You
come on.
You make me sick!
Nah, come on. He doesn't have that bad of a voice.
Horrible.
It sounds like a boot.
Stop it.
Come on,
guys.
Shined.
Come on.
Gross.
Come on, guys.
It sounds like an airport.
You want us to do an impersonation of you?
Totally different than what you think it
sounds
like.
How do you think it sounds like this? Hi, I'm Steve Feinarts.
It doesn't sound like that at all.
It sounds like this. I want to hear what my Jewish voice sounds like. You know that whenever you talk, you do it into the tune of Hava Nagila? That's how Jewish you are.
Hello, Todd, it's Fine Arts.
Would you like to go to the Grove? Hello, it's Stephen Fine Arts.
The Bitter Buddha is playing at my house.
Hello, it's Stephen Fine Arts. Would you like to go to Cantor's for dinner? Hello, anybody take the turn
Steven
doing it?
Fine Arts. Don't order, it's not kosher. I'll pay for it, just kidding. Hello.
It's Steven Fine Arts. I got Paul Anka tickets. We're going December 11th, by the way, to George Carlin. That's true. By the way, do you know that? In the middle of calling
No
him,
way, that's sick.
It's even better to now have a talk, a genuine talk. He's listening to the whole thing. I think people right now are picturing him going, he is going to fucking listen to it. And
Steven, are you still there, by the way?
we are going to see Paul Anka to George Carlin on December 11th. Me and Steve are going to see Paul Anka with his orchestra in Beverly Hills. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Is he going to want to meet me? Because I'm going to be in a hurry. What, Steve? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I said fans of the podcast should come to the show and say hi to you.
Bring your kazoos.
He has a trunk with kazoos.
Did you hear what Eric said?
What did he say?
He goes, bring your kazoos. Imagine we think it's going to be fun. We go, what? We're trying to make it more fun. Oh, you have a great laugh, I'll tell you that.
This sounds like fun. I wish I was there.
Well, I invited you. You must be real busy if you had time to pick up and talk about dumb shit for 20 minutes.
You fell into a trap.
I'm 20 minutes into the show, 25. We're doing an after show, too. Four minutes before, and when we hang up, we're going to just talk about
hour
you for
and a half,
while.
Probably.
Okay, I'm
I know you will. It's sad. Eric, can I tell you something? Get on medicine. And I'm not talking to you now. I'm talking to you later when you're listening. I just want to remember to say it now. All right, I got to go.
Weirdo.
We're going to call people later. Hey, we might crank call you.
Because that was a very serious call. But later, we might be a little goofy with
Should we crank call him?
Can I tell you a story, I swear to God, about Steven? I didn't want to tell it while he was listening.
Sure, I want to make crank calls later for real. So,
right.
Horrible ones. That'll be our joke.
I love that.
They're so bad. No one
can
falls
we please?
For it. Sure. That's
to George Carlin. Let's do
it's
it.
On my list okay. of things. You're talking now.
When I was a kid, my parents got me the Bitter Buddha for
Are
Christmas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I
what?
Got it in my stocking.
Fuck,
and then
that's a great gift.
And we were talking about, Stephen Fine Arts directed. Stephen Fine Arts directed it. And I heard a pitter-patter of hooves on my roof. And we went up there. I'm like, Mommy, it's reindeer. And it was Stephen Fine Arts dancing around on the roof that we were talking about him. I swear to God.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a true
Can
story.
I tell you?
Yeah, I was six years old.
Blake, that's funny, and you're gonna. I think this is a great example to say
yeah.
that That's why To George Carlin does not ruin anything. You
right.
got it past me. If you didn't, here I'm using this because I always try to explain it, but I don't know if I'm able to. George Carlin doesn't prove you're not lying. Some people go, I swear I was, Nick used to always go, To George Carlin, I blah, 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 blah. You know, it doesn't, it just, if I smell a bit, it makes me, once you smell a bit and you know it's a bit, if someone's denying it's a bit, it's like you have to laugh at the uncle that takes your nose.
Right.
So now you go, it's not real. But if they get you, they get you. I never during that thing went to George Carlin because I believed you. I'm like,
right.
Oh, I really did. I thought, wow, Blake was young when that came out. But then when I heard the pitter-patter on the roof, I don't even know what it was. That I wasn't listening that closely, but I knew that with pitter-patter, it's not something that happened.
Again, great interviewer. Great interviewer.
Your head was in your hand, so I knew you weren't listening.
Yeah, my head was in my hand. That's why I was trying to fake you out, but now you all know my joke.
Anyway, it seems like you said a punchline or whatever. Anyway, we're having fun.
But a boom.
Va-va-voom. How about that?
So I'm a professional interviewer.
Yes.
Let me take control of the show.
Of course.
Let me take a little fresh air here.
So I'll fill in while you're doing that.
I'm back.
Hi. I'm wearing an orange Philadelphia Flyers jacket, and I literally turned to my roommate before I left. I'm like, is this too orange to wear the Tots? Because I've seen you hide orange soda before, and I'm like, is this too orange?
No, it wouldn't be.
And it's
clothing.
A little darker.
Clothing, I don't give a shit. Look at Josh Androsky. Guy shows up with it. A ping pong on his face.
A whole ping pong table on his face.
He shows up with a mattress with a hole in it.
Ooh.
I'll tell you, my wife, she's so nice. The other day, she met new friends.
Oh.
Why can't Rodney be positive? I'll tell you, my son, he's bright, graduated very well. And my wife, she's a prize. You know, I can't believe she loves me. That's why I love her.
Did you hear about the Jewish kid that asked his dad for $5? And his dad said, $5. You can't buy anything for $5. Here's 10.
Did you hear about... I swear, I just thought you were telling it the other way to be like a corny joke. Did you hear about the Jewish guy that asked his son asked him for $5? He goes, well, how about if I give you 50, and if you don't need it, you don't spend it. But if you need it, I don't want you to feel
I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Did you hear about the Asian guy who was really good at math? It didn't define his personality. He's a fun guy who also knew how to do math.
Sure. Did you hear about the Chinese guy that had trouble driving in Los Angeles?
No.
Well, it's the same way we have trouble driving there. It's just not that they're bad drivers. That they're not used to the rules of our road. Just like when I go somewhere else, I'm not great on the rules of the road, and I hope people will be patient that are behind me.
That was perfect.
Sure.
Are we allowed to compliment one another?
Let's go around the room. Let's not start the show yet. This is the cold open.
Yeah. We might as well
compliment. Let's compliment each other. Remember we used to do that all the time on the show?
Yeah.
You want to call someone and compliment them?
Can we?
Are you afraid to?
I'm going to call.
Seriously.
Oh, he's getting ready for. I was going
to
call.
Who is it?
I was going to call Joe DeRosa.
Is he famous?
He will be.
Joe DeRosa emailed me the nicest to George Carlin, the nicest text. I sent him something that just out of the blue, I just sent some love his way. And you could tell he appreciated it. So then, like, 4 months later, I did it again. Like, why wouldn't you do it to someone that appreciated it? He sent something to me out of the blue. It was so nice. It is so amazing how, like, some positive words can... I like him.
Oh, he's
amazing.
I
like someone. I like someone to connect it being silly and doing bits, but also the other extreme of emotion and love.
Yeah.
And he's good all over the gamut.
He
should do this show.
He should.
But I don't want to bother him.
He will have just shot his hour special when this comes out the day before.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Wait.
So keep an eye out for when that comes out because it'll be great.
He shot it, but yeah.
He's
but
shooting
not.
It Thursday. This comes
Where's
out.
Where's he shooting
Friday.
It?
In the fucking lodge at the
Why
cemetery.
Why do you have to curse?
Because sometimes I don't think well, and I fill it in with F-E's.
Oh, I was just asking. I wasn't picking on you. I cursed, too. Yeah. Someone asked me the other day.
I'm sorry for taking an attitude with you.
Yeah, no. I was just asking why you cursed.
Why do you curse?
You know what? I didn't know either.
Huh.
But I guess because you think it's it's lazy. Sometimes I think it's necessary. Other times I think it's a lazy way to put a punch into something. I don't like over-cursing.
Right. I think that, and then also instead of or ah, I'll say, instead of this, I'll say, fucking, I went to a store. Instead of I went to a store.
I had a friend that always do that, but he'd go, but fucking. I go, did you just say butt fucking?
Oh.
I
goes,
yeah,
there was only one T in that, Eric.
What if we laugh like that on this show? Would people listen?
My God.
We are all the same bits. Everything's the same. Everything's the same. All the bits are the same, but when we see something funny, we go, I love it. It could be the littlest thing. And more, are we going to look stupid later when our family goes, well, what happened? I mean, it's a podcast. And then they go, to be honest, Todd, I listened. And he brings it to the house because everyone at my house is like, he was loyal to them. And,
right.
You know, I don't understand. And my brother Michael, when I'm not home, he goes, guys, did you hear the show when he got canceled?
Right.
And then he's like in the living room with everybody and he plays it. What if we laugh like that? Okay, you know what my family's going to say behind my back? Yeah. We love Todd, but no, you can't fucking do that and expect we're talking about Lionsgate. That's who owns the Nerdist Network. You can't fuck around.
Legendary.
Legendary. Excuse me. Aristotle, if you ever correct me in front of these people again, I swear, I'll go fly off my coop.
By the way, the most supportive family member in the world would silently stand up and pick up the phone that the podcast is playing out of, and then just put it in water, and then just walk away.
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, like, come on.
We can't listen.
Well, to be honest, I heard that he was doing it, but I didn't think he was really. Do you mind? Can you?
You want to hear it again?
Should we replay it? Because I want to remind myself to not feel bad for him.
Right. Okay. All right. Press play.
What if I laugh like this? What's that? What was that?
Oh my God! Was that
what?
That's one of those scary bikes.
Oh my God!
You know what? You know the bikes, but scary.
Oh, is that your girlfriend,
Todd? I told her.
It reminded me of the laughing.
Oh, the what? You know what they call these bikes? Ing. Because they do that. Give me a little reverb. Watch this. I can do a motorbike. Wise men say only fools rush in.
Paul Anka should see Todd Glass in concert.
You are strung out.
I've never been strung out a day of my life. Give me some reverb here, mama. I've never been strung out a day of my life. Applesaucing taffy.
I think he's strung out now.
What is that?
Can you do that voice, Eric, and I'll be Elvis? Can you put a little... I'm sorry, I asked you for that. Oh, yeah, you can do just a little guitar, like his band guy's vamping on the guitar. Can you do that? You mind?
No.
That's Duncan Carey, everybody, playing guitar. They all need love. They all need love.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, my guitar player, Duncan Carey. In this day of time... You can't even get sick.
You are strung out.
I've never been strung out a day in my life.
I'll tell you something. I've never been strung out.
I think I'm strung out right now.
I never did a drug ever once in my whole life.
We know that's not true.
You're on drugs right now.
When I got sick in the hotel.
Yeah, sure.
I got sicker than one. I had 102 temperature. They were letting me perform.
It's from drugs.
From three different sources.
And I'll tell you what, maybe I did have a babbly a blow.
You can't even get a word out. You're so fucking high, you can't even speak.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Hello, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my God, the great one.
I love the show. Is that Blake Wexler?
I loved you on Curb.
Asshole.
I've never seen Seinfeld. By the way, I'm the guy who's never seen Seinfeld.
You've never seen Seinfeld?
I've saw Jerry Seinfeld on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Suck my Jew dick,
you dumb fuck.
Everybody's seen Seinfeld. No. Don't be a fucking argumentative.
No, I loved you on Curb. Curb Your Enthusiasm, that Larry David show. No, you were on that.
Maybe I did a guest appearance. I don't know, because I'm not really Jerry Seinfeld. I'm Todd doing Jerry Seinfeld.
Get the fuck out!
I got you.
Get the fuck out!
Will you ever fall for something like that again?
I feel so stupid.
Would you ever fall for something like that again?
I hope not. No, I would never. Never in a million years.
You don't know. I'm good.
Todd, I swear to God, I would never ever fucking fall for that. I've learned my lesson.
I'm good.
Hey, so you fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
You could never fall for something like that again.
Shame on he.
Yeah, you could never fall. Oh, I guess you didn't notice Paul McCartney is at the table.
Whoa, it's a Beatle.
Hey, Paul, good to have you on the podcast. Well, me, I didn't tell Blake you were coming.
He's English and everything.
So do you have any questions for him?
Where'd you get your guitar?
Well, my mom gave it to me when I was 13.
Paul McCartney
it
got
is
it.
Paul McCartney. Shut the
you
fuck up.
You got your first guitar at 13. That's when it began.
Hey, what was it like being the Beatles? Like, when you think back of those years, what was that like?
Well, I really don't remember.
Oh, he wouldn't because he's so busy.
We did lots of drugs back then.
You were just three guys.
Sir.
We were just three guys having a good time.
Strumming on the guitar.
Yeah, who knew it would lead to this?
Wow. Sir. Is it amazing? Is it overwhelming when you go back and you see that whole city is dedicated to three of you?
Well, I
Blake.
Sir, excuse
take
me,
off
sir.
Your, take off the
what
mask.
What was it like growing up? Fuck me.
It was me the whole time.
God,
you
damn
are
it.
Stupid.
No, that's not
Blake
fair.
Is
fuck
stupid.
You. No, come
Blake
on.
Blake is stupid.
That's not fucking fair.
Blake
no,
is stupid.
Fuck you guys.
Blake
that's not fair.
Stupid.
Fuck you.
Blake
no, you
is
can't,
stupid.
You can't have a realistic Blake fucking mask
can
expecting
I tell you
to
something?
See it. I'm sorry. No, I'm a little... I'm sorry. It's weird. It's weird now.
This is the silliest you could be. And it's pure joy. Sometimes
yes.
I will step out of being silly and go, it's basically third grade.
It is.
It's third grade. But it's so much fun.
But we're sharper now.
Well,
or
we
maybe
can smoke pot and we can crush... No, maybe that's not even funny to say comedically
Yo, we should
anymore.
Crush pot.
We should crush pot.
Consenting. Yo, I crush pot, dude.
Okay, let me get this. Let's go nice and slow.
Yeah.
So whatever we're doing now is great. We did it.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Let's forget about it.
Let's. Who gives a shit?
We have things to do.
Eric, do you think I give a shit? Do you think you give a less of a shit or me? Or who?
I know the answer to this one.
Well, I don't start saying yourself.
I don't think anybody gives less of a shit than I do.
Well, you got your beard, right. You comb it, you have your hair, you put product in
it. I have a beard because I don't shave because I don't give a shit.
All right.
I don't give a shit. You guys are being...
I mean,
why can't you for once just look at me and be like, first of all, did you ever see the way I walk around? I'm always like, I don't care. I don't really care what people... I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean,
what do I do? Give me one thing that says I give a shit.
You shaved.
Oh, that's like fucking I don't care.
Yeah, okay. And you constantly you wear like clothes that look good with one. It feels like you put effort in your outfit.
Maybe by accident, but I truly don't give a shit.
Yeah,
the other day I walked then why the other day did I have a coffee filter on my dick and I walked down the Hollywood Boulevard with a sailor hat? I have a picture to prove it. Do you want to see it?
For your special.
Can I show it to you?
That's for your special.
That's my
opening for your special.
That's my opening.
your big social commentary special.
You
walking down Hollywood Boulevard with a coffee filter on your dick that you just had anyway.
You know, Blake, you like to make jokes, but one day those jokes are going to get you in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
I have something I can play for you. It's a treat.
Oh shit!
Are you okay? Is everybody okay?
No, that's me. I just shot it into the air.
Oh.
I thought everyone's talking too much.
Well, there's other ways to get our attention. Jeez.
I'm just shooting it into the air.
Okay, can I tell you?
Todd, you know the bullet will come right back down, right?
Oh! Can I tell you something? Gun bits used to be so much fun, but now because of everything that's going on in the world, like whenever there's a gun bit, be honest with me. Is it no right or wrong? You just can enjoy it, or should I let myself enjoy it? Or is it just I can only feel what I feel?
I think you can only feel what you feel.
But also
be responsible about it. Because what you just did was...
Chainsaws are fine.
chainsaw. Nobody...
Start that chainsaw. I used to have a joke about a chainsaw.
Halloween show with the scary saws?
Can I tell you, I used to have a joke when they would have I'll tell you when they played. The guy would get on... If it was in that box, it meant people tried to bring it on the plane. I am doing a joke for my act. So in that box, you see a chainsaw.
Right.
That means, no bullshit, that somebody got on the plane. Sir, you can't bring that on the plane. Oh, what? This?
Oh,
come on. All right, sir, please.
I thought it was a violin. Well, I'm an instrumentalist. And fuck trees.
It's for a juggling act I do.
Yeah. You ever see someone climb a tree? Did you...
The battery died.
Do you ever see someone climb a tree and when then they chop it, like they grab those boots and they climb all the way up and then they cut it? A mammoth tree, they have to start cutting it down. Those, they're called tree surgeons because they are. That's an art.
That's a talent.
I used to want to do that. Well, not do it. Own the company.
You know why they're called tree surgeons?
I would like to inherit the company and then be an absentee CEO.
Asplund. What was that?
I'm sorry. That's what it was.
What was the big tree
truck? Asplund.
How did they get that contract?
How many fucking trucks did they have?
Asplund, do you have them out here? What the fuck? That's amazing. They own, like, they're all the road trucks. No,
they own all the trucks.
Is it a city-owned company or not?
Todd, if I was to guess what kind of company that was, I'm like, oh, that's a truck company. Because all I see is trucks. I never see what they're doing.
No, they're wood chippers.
Right, but all you see is the trucks. There's always 1,000 of them. It's never one Asplund truck.
No.
It's 13.
On the side of the road.
Right.
And they're usually, is it just trimming trees and
it's
stuff?
It's a show of force.
Is it just trimming trees?
I wouldn't say just, because I feel like that's offensive.
Can we look them up? Well, I don't mean just. I just trimming. Do brain surgery. You think that's offensive? I got you, you fucking asshole. You know, why don't you just let it be?
And trees have brains.
Why can't you admit
trees
that I got
brains.
You? Why are you so mad every time
trees
I get you? Why are you so mad? You think you're being mature right now?
I am being mature. Can you're being a poo-poo head, and I'm being mature.
Can I tell you a game we're going to play in about a minute, and you're going to fucking love it?
Yeah.
You're going to want to take a
break.
That's
how you win me over, by the way. I was going to keep misbehaving, and you're like, you want to play a game? I'm like, oh, yeah, what is it?
Our listeners are going to love it. How about we take a second, and I'll tell you the game we're going to play.
Yeah.
Then we're going to compliment people, and then we're going to take a break.
We're going to play chess and not talk.
Here's the game. Yeah, that's going to be just to settle down a little bit. We're going to play a game called What Year Was This Candy? Oh, did you find out anything about Asplund?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
I didn't know how to spell it.
Exactly. Wait, can I guess the spelling? Asplundh.
Oh, thanks.
If that's right. I'll buy you all I do think it's right. So I'll buy you all a catfish. One dead catfish for all of us to share.
Okay, I don't care about Asplund that much.
No.
Hold on one second.
It'll be a pet.
Blake.
Ooh.
How you doing?
You did spell it right.
Okay, what is it? What is it? I need information quickly.
Okay, we're going to their website right now. Do you want their phone number?
No.
Let's call them.
No, they're not there. Well, I guess they could be.
You know, maybe they just love cutting. Please let us cut down a tree. Please let us cut
down
a tree.
For the people that don't know that listen, I think most people do. I didn't know it was worldwide, but those trucks on the side of the road, most people know. I get it. But there might be 5 people that don't know what they're not important.
This is.
I brought one here.
Wow,
to the,
this website's
to the house.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. They're so quick.
Aristotle's backing one in right now to the. Oh, I didn't know he drove an Asplund truck. He bought a used truck. It says the Bitter Buddha on it.
By the way, instead of wood chipping, Stephen Fine Art shoots out the top of it with a Bitter Buddha
shirt. Eddie Pepitone does for his new special. He shoots him out of a wood chipper.
They do.
What else?
Loud! They do routine line clearing, capital clearing, and emergency storm restoration.
Well, I want to give them a plug because I heard they might trim my mom's trees. We'll be right.
Watch your mouth.
We'll be right back.
They're called tits. Sorry.
That's all right. No, my mom has a sense of humor.
Todd,
so listen.
Can I say something to George Carlin
real
quick? When I was raised Catholic, not anymore, but you had to do Lent, which was like you had to give up something. And when I was little, they were like, oh, what are you going to give up? And I was like, oh, candy or like my toys. And I said, I give up cutting down trees. And they're like, wait, but you should give up something that like is a bad thing. I'm like, yeah, I give up cutting down trees.
But I don't understand.
Because I didn't cut down trees, so I didn't have to give up something that I loved. I was just
How old were you?
Maybe 8 years old.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I give up cutting down trees, and they're like, all right.
You know what I gave up?
Tell me.
Chasing skirt. It's the Todd Glass Show. Of course, it's a professional show. We fly through the airways. We do a professional show every week. From this studio here in the Los Angeles area, it's not like we used to be able to give out our address. Now it is a secret location, but we're in basically a barn. We send you this show through the airways right into your ears. Of course, it's a professional show. Of course, listen to the music. Listen to the music. Let it breathe, folks.
A celebrity barn. It's like, what is a celebrity barn? No, it's a celebrity barn.
God bless America. All right, we're done.
You know what I just realized?
What?
We forgot Jay Leno at the old studio.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Someone said he's
been over a year.
Oh, well, I feel bad now.
I just thought I heard him in this. Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, he's here.
Yeah.
Jay, is that you?
Yeah. Jay? I came over.
How do we know that's really you, Jay?
Mavis is here.
Oh, it's him. Yeah, it's definitely
sure it
him.
Is.
Yeah,
sure it is.
Yeah,
me. Mavis
him.
Is here.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
He
Mavis never, is here.
No one else would bring that up. Yeah, no, it's for sure him. Yeah, no. He always talks about Mavis. It's literally all he talks about anymore. That and his cars.
Wait,
and, you know, he has little pieces of
I've
denim.
I've never known Jay Leno to take Mavis anywhere.
Oh. Wait, hold on.
Maybe it's not him.
I don't know what that woman looks like. That guy's been on television for fucking 40 years.
I don't even think Mavis is a real person.
I used to do street walking.
That was called
jaywalking.
No, but we know what he meant. Yeah, he's been out of the game.
It is Jay.
He's been out of the game for a little while. Anyway, there's no way it wouldn't be. There's not a. I would bet my fucking life on it. There's no way it's not him.
20 seconds of silence. Make it 30. 29. Shut up. People aren't paying attention. You can get away with it. 28.
Meanwhile, people are going insane because they're like, oh, I have no concept of time.
Come in.
I swear to God, Meg Ryan just popped her head in and winked and left. And she smelled great.
We're going to play a game.
She smelled as good as you think she would.
I'm so professional today. People are just so impressed, and I'm so happy. I need people to be proud of me.
Hey, Todd.
Let me tell you what we're going to do.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We're going to play a game called What Year Was This Candy Made?
Shit.
I played it last night. It was so much fun. What year? You're surprised. We'll go around the room. What year was this candy made? And by the way, if you want to listen to the Eric and the Todd show, we're going to drop it. I'm going to put pressure on us. We're going to drop it on Monday.
Nice.
The Eric and Todd show. There's so much to talk about. I'm telling you, I'm going to do some topics justice. I have it clean in my head. And I don't even want to tell you what it is. But it's sort of how maybe even the best of us that try our hardest can take responsibility. We're going to talk about for someone like Trump getting as far as we can. What can we all do? It's criticized. For the first time I went, what could we do? Not even the people that are hateful. Forget about that. Not trying to, what could we do to change people's beliefs? That's a good thing to do too. You got to change people's beliefs. But just the people that are already open-minded, kind, overwhelmingly decent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the right side of history, like Jon Stewart, just consistently, not because he's soft, not because, no, he's consistently fair and understanding and loving. That's what that is. You might want to rename it whatever it is, but that's not what it is. It is just someone that's consistently fair and level-headed and able to cleanly look at the truth. What's my point?
Candy invented was when.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How'd I get to this?
You're going to drop an episode with Eric.
Oh, yeah, with Eric. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it ends up you weren't right. How about you apologize? You can't just give a zinger.
Oh, wow. Now I can't wait to listen to this episode. It's just you two fighting for 45
minutes.
No,
we didn't
minutes.
Do it. No, we actually get along amazingly great.
I know. I'm kidding.
Watch your fucking mouth.
I'm sorry. Okay. And I am.
Get a mirror out. Every time I say it, I want the audience to picture you with a mirror.
Mm.
Okay. So we do a show where we talk about how could maybe someone, let me speak for myself, take responsibility. What could not the people that we have to change your opinion, people already that are trying to be pretty positive, like Jon Stewart, that's where I started. What could we have done to not let somebody like that go too far? We'll talk about it on the Todd Glass Show. And Eric Olson, Eric and Todd. Fuck, I get all nervous. And then now we're going to compliment some people. I'm going to find some nice music. We're going to compliment the listening audience. We're going to take a break. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get some pretzels with Swiss cheese and eat.
Fuck off. Are you really?
Yeah, there's some in the thing. Ugh. Sea salt pretzels,
Todd,
and soft Swiss cheese.
Can I
and barbecue sauce.
Oh,
and horseradish.
Can I tell?
You
want to
go? You want to take a swing at me now?
No. You know what? I'm going to drop my fists for the first time since we started recording. And also,
you're relaxed finally?
Yeah, I can finally relax. Someone in my show in San Diego on Sunday, her name is Frances and her great husband, they brought Philly soft pretzels from Delaware.
What?
And you and I did. I learned this. So first of all, I ate six of them on the way back. And then the rest, I cut them in half and I put pizza sauce and Asiago
and
cheese on them and I cooked them.
Oh.
And you know what?
What?
I'm Fat Wexler now, baby.
Ooh,
I got 18 sausage links, and you don't even know where the fuck they are. Sorry.
Can I tell you something that I did? Everybody has. Do you have a little invention? You do something you like to create?
Yeah.
Because we've talked about desserts a lot, but this is not a dessert. This is something about food. Like, even if it's making an egg, cutting a, you have something?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have something?
Yeah.
Let's do that real quick. Then we'll compliment people. Then we'll take a break. Oh, there's so much going on.
Oh, my God. I just did a new one.
I just did a new one. So I'm in Atlanta. Had a really nice time. Always the bubble. I always hate that I forget his name. We call him the Bubble Man. This guy brought a bubble machine that is 100 times. It blows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bubbles. I call him the Bubble Man. It's my bubble guy. And then I tell the audience, do you know other comedians that have a bubble guy? And then when he played the bubbles once when I didn't want him to, I said, folks, I'm looking for a new bubble guy. He has a remote control in his pocket from the audience to George Carlin. And when I want bubbles, he does bubbles in the middle of my show. Fucking amazing.
Can I tell you how much respect you have for bubbles? You just
bubbles
said,
are dope.
You just said he plays the bubbles.
Well,
like by the way, which is a talent. You could just say he
he's
turns on the machine.
He subconsciously respect
it so much. It's an art.
Look at the
he plays the bubbles.
Have somebody play the guitar, right? And then have somebody else and have a kid in front of him and then someone else play the bubbles. Yeah. See which one he fucking likes better.
And I wasn't kidding.
I'm no offense. I'd like to have both, but if I have a competition and I'm on a... I don't know. I'd probably go with a guitar.
Now you know
I'm not kidding.
I go bubbles in your honor.
So here's my thing that I did. So there's a place called QT or something. It's like, you know what? It's their version of a Wawa, and it's pretty close. If a Wawa's 100%, it's like 70% there. That's a big compliment.
That's a huge compliment.
It is. They do a lot right. They're friendly. You go in there late at night, and yeah, why can't you go into a place to get, you know, even if they're taking pizzas out of the ovens and putting them up front, but it's hot and it's fresh, and they're consistently, if they're not bought, they throw it out. They don't
yes.
just, like, and there's some good egg rolls on rollers and stuff
they
like
care.
That, but it's clean, it's immaculate. You go in there, not friendly because in a bullshit friendly way, but like they must treat their employees nice if they're treating us nice.
Right.
I don't think you can make people act like the way those employees are at that place unless they're treating them good. It just doesn't work like that. So I give it a high praise, and we would go in there, and they had these things. You know those it was like a soft pretzel. Sometimes they'll go, it's a pretzel roll. I've talked about this before, but it's not really a pretzel. It's a roll with a pretzel stamp on the top. They paint it a little darker up the top, and then they put some sea salt on it, or pretzel salt. They try to make it, but it's not. So they had pretzels. Like that they would put in the oven, those ovens like Subway has and Quiznos, it cooks it like,
yeah,
it bakes it. But
that like incinerator.
It's like a microwave baker.
Yes.
It doesn't microwave it, it bakes it, but very quickly. They put the rolls in, they put the pretzels in there,
mm-hmm.
they put a little butter on top, and it's a pretzel. It's not a roll. It has there's a difference. There's a consistency of a pretzel. A little doughier inside,
yeah.
little crunchier on the top,
yes.
but not too much, and it just goes together beautifully.
God damn.
So I got two of them. Now, so did the sound person at the Acme, but I'll just tell you what I did. Not Acme.
Laughing School.
Laughing School, but I'll tell you what I did. I had an idea. I got two of them. I said, just butter one side because they butter both. I got two of them, and then I got a turkey melt, turkey with Swiss cheese and some avocado. That's it. No lettuce, no tomato. I'll tell you why. You can't have too much stuff.
Thank you.
Turkey, and I had that. They go, what type of roll you want it on? Now, you might wonder why I didn't really give a shit what type of roll that was on. Why didn't I care?
Idea.
Why did I not care what type of roll that my turkey sandwich was on?
Maybe
because
two
you don't
old,
give a shit.
Maybe two
that's,
old friends.
Oh, that's close.
Hey.
Hold on. He might be right because you got to admit, I'm the type of guy, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Hey, what type of roll do you want it on? Or
maybe two old friends are going to come back and say hello. The pretzels.
Okay, so they get the pretzels out of the oven. Two of them.
You did not like that.
No, I loved it. I thought you were so close. I thought that was my way of saying you're right instantly. Do you understand what you thought? Yeah.
I do now. I thought the way I delivered it made you uncomfortable.
No, I thought you were so fucking right on.
Very cool.
Maybe two old friends are going to come visit us.
Yeah,
I'm a professional.
They're just. And by the way, these
I'm a
friends.
Fucking professional. Hello.
These friends are only buttered on one fucking side.
You know why? Because so is your mother.
Oh, right. She was there.
That's true. I got
though.
You good, and you're so
you
mad.
You know what? I am mad because she was there that night.
Don't
and
make
she already
a joke.
Told me this story.
No, well.
And she said that you were very well fed.
One thing led to another. She came backstage. She's like, I'm Blake Wexler's mom. Is there anything I can get? No,
and,
she was
and
very sweet.
She goes, is there anything I can get? And you're like, oh, yeah, my respect and my attention. Ooh, I
Ooh,
got
what
it.
What about with this? But yeah. Can I tell you, she was great. She
I
was,
don't know if anyone knows the bit here.
She was over. Yeah, we'll do it later because yeah. I want to get to. We have so much to get to.
Yeah.
So I have these pretzels. So I get two of them, and they're so soft and doughy. You know, and a little crisp on the outside, and I take them, the side with no butter on it. I got everything pretzel, just like those everything bagels, everything
nice.
Pretzel.
Fuck.
And I smushed it down, which practically It went pretty solid, but it still, and I smushed the other one down, and just like I wanted it to, nothing was, it was clean hands. I slid my turkey off the roll onto the other pretzel and put the other one on top, and then I pushed it pretty hard down. Let me tell you something.
Pretzel panini.
The sound guy at the place, he's a comedian, and his name is Andrew George, and I shouldn't rush him. I'm just in a hurry.
I know him. Yeah.
Andrew George is great. He's a funny comedian. Did a guest spot one night. He also works at the club, which I'm glad, because without him there, it wouldn't be as much fun.
That's awesome.
And he ate it, and we're outside, and we're going, don't lie to me. Like, I need to know. It's good, but he goes, it's fucking everything and more you said it would be. What is yours?
Ooh.
You can pass to him, too, or you can
I'll make a pizza nacho where... Oh, all right. No, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not
Come
done.
On, we don't boo here. Hold on.
No,
we don't boo.
This is insane.
Stop it.
Was a safe space.
No, it is. It is, and that's rude. Yeah. Aristotle, I think, started that.
Yeah.
Well, no, that is rude. Come on, stop it. I don't want to do that.
That's why you took his mic away.
Boo! Hey, remember what I said, Aristotle?
By the way, that was a ghost.
Boo! Oh, Aristotle! I'm not joking around. I've let you play a lot on this show, and I give you a lot of free reins. You will not do that.
Tell him.
Boo!
Listen, tell him.
What is it for real? To George Carlin, I'm not going to interrupt you again.
Okay.
How do you like that?
I love it. So there's a classic pizza nacho where you just put pizza sauce and cheese on it, but then I put chicken and bacon on top of it also.
Wow. And chopped up small?
Oh, yeah. Well, shredded chicken.
Shredded is...
What's a pizza nacho?
You take...
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah. Ugh, Jesus Christ. It's a family show.
Pizza nacho.
I don't know how they talk in
your
Boise.
Your mom.
How they talk in Boise, but here in L.A., we're a little more forward thinking.
Hey, how's your pizza...
Don't say it again. Pizza nacho. Oh, God.
Hey, how's your pizza nacho?
Hey, you got the sauce.
I heard your brother's got quite a pizza nacho.
Oh.
Hey, your sister.
A pizza nacho's went bad, huh? Oh, she left them out in the air for two
hours. Hey, everybody, I'm Eric Olson. How's your pizza nacho?
It makes me want to puke. I think I represent most of the listeners right now.
Let's take one call.
Let's take 16 calls, and then let's take 80.
Hold on. We'll take
Oh, sorry. I don't know how this show works.
Hold on.
Let's take 90 calls. Let's dial it back.
Caller, go ahead.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Caller.
I was just listening to the show, and
I'm listening with you, Eric. I got to be honest. I'm with you. I don't know what a pizza nacho is.
Yeah,
all right,
thank you. That's one caller.
Oh, come on.
We'll take another one. All right, and this will decide it.
Thank you from Belmont.
Hey, all right. Do you know what a pizza nacho is?
No, I'm with Eric on this one.
Okay, all right.
Come
one more.
On.
Here, what are we? Let's do five more rapid fire. Next
Andy
caller.
From Claremont.
All right. Do you know what a pizza nacho is?
I don't know what a pizza nacho.
All right, hang up on her. Hang up on her. Next caller. Do you have a?
All right,
he's gonna know. He's gonna know what it is.
All right,
that's not.
What's a pizza nacho?
See, for some reason, that's the only thing I understood. Actually.
Hello.
This person's gonna.
Hi, long time listener, first time caller, with doing a bad character voice.
Oh, that's good. No, that's actually quite good. Do you know what a pizza nacho is? And we're back.
Yeah, I know what pizza nachos are.
What?
Oh, cool. All right, so 1-8.
So
in favor of.
That was a lot of improv.
I guess I was wrong.
So a pizza nacho
is
literally any chip. Normally it's tortilla chips, but sometimes I like to use kettle chips, extra crunch.
Okay, I have to cut you off. Eric, what's yours? Like I have. What am I?
I don't like how
I have to be that rude to you.
I don't like how well I took that, by the way.
And I love you for that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm like, all right.
I think you thought Todd's in a hurry to get somewhere.
Yeah, I think I did.
Into the pretzels. I got to be honest, I'm starving, but yet I want to know what Eric... I'm not in that much of a hurry. Eric, would you have one?
Yeah, take oatmeal.
All right, next.
Oh, come on.
Get it nice and hot,
and
then you cool it down by mixing in yogurt. So you can add any combo you want. Take like the cinnamon oatmeal and put in like a peach yogurt.
It's like an ice cream almost.
It's kind of healthy. It's like healthy.
Ooh, I would do that. I'd add fudge.
Todd, can I do the boring? Can I do the boring person? Here, ask me mine.
What do you do? What do you like to do?
I like to take just like Cheerios.
Wow. I like to do.
No, you keep them away from milk. Don't let milk get anywhere in the house.
Ruins them, man.
Yeah.
I take water and I water it down so I lose weight.
You look good.
You know what I do?
I always water down my water. People don't know. You can really cut calories.
Diet.
Pizza nachos?
Right.
Yeah, I do pizza nachos. I take nachos and then I put
chopped up chicken and bacon on it. No, we're doing the boring one now, not like the cool, exciting, fun one, that I said earlier, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Duncan, do you have one?
Well, like, I take
Now, can I ask you a question? I don't mean to interrupt you, Duncan. Do you do it with Greek yogurt or regular yogurt? I want to know the consistency that you like. So when I'm doing it, if it's good, I go, God damn it, Eric was right with this. I want to do yours tonight. It sounds good.
I want
good.
To like Greek yogurt, but I don't.
That's okay. You like whatever you want. What do you do? Throw a little fucking Yoplait in that? Fuck.
Yeah.
Do you lick the lid, weirdo?
Hey, he got you good. We're so edgy on this show. Oh, everyone, we're so edgy. The other podcast. What's yours, Duncan?
Oh, Jesus.
Can I tell you?
Wait, you were doing the boring one, right?
Me, 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 me.
Oh, God, it's not even a real spice.
Me, 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 me.
Sometimes I break into a church.
Oh, my God, he's still talking.
And I steal all the communion wafers and I dump them on my head.
You know, you guys are rude. Listen, what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
We're going to compliment people. Ooh. And then we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'm not going to be in a hurry. I'm so relaxed. This is what it takes me to just get me to this point of
pretzel brain.
Where I feel like I can just do a show. Like right now, I'm not. Look at me right now. Okay, yeah. I want to prove how the way I feel.
You look relaxed.
Tell the audience what I'm doing. There's a guy was a guy that had a late night show that wasn't confident. You wouldn't see him leaning back in the chair, not worrying about talking every second,
right.
And letting the viewing audience just take a break too.
Which is who you are.
What am I doing right now? Explain.
Right, so right
Eric,
now,
explain to the audience what I'm doing.
No, I've been cut out of this.
Just not giving a shit.
No, I give a shit, but I'm not afraid to not like try so hard. Like I'm relaxed now. Let the show take a natural course.
Todd, you're correcting him while he's explaining.
Oh
what
my
you're doing.
God, you called me on my bullshit.
Mm.
How about have people out there, how nice people are?
They're really nice.
Talk, guess what? Somebody's sitting somewhere doing something. We're going to go around the room. Everyone's going to do it. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But I just, you know what? You're there. Look at you in your beanbag chair.
Oh,
what?
That sounds awesome.
Shut the fuck up. Dude. How would Todd know? Honey. No, 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 no. He said beanbag chair. I'm freaking the fuck out, and he said that I was worth it.
How did he know you had a beanbag chair?
That's why I'm fucking shitting all over the place. Call, bring down a hose.
I said it was bad for your sciatica, but now it's somehow worth it.
You're special.
Look at you laying there in your waterbed.
What? What? Honey. Tell me we're not to get meant to get married. Come on out of the bathroom. Todd Glass said we were listening to the show in the waterbed. We were listening to the show in the waterbed.
And he knew that you were in the bathroom.
That's so sweet. I need 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'll be out and we can be wed.
More compliments.
Listening.
Louder, louder. People say that when we talk off mic, we need to do it very loud and project. Go ahead.
I read the emails.
Look at you at work on a Friday. Look at you at work on a Friday, listening to your favorite podcast, hard at work at your job that you're passionate about to help fund the things you enjoy in life.
You know what? You didn't have to yell.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. That's
no, let's. I don't feel like doing the show.
You didn't have to yell.
It's.
Nah, that was rude.
We were doing compliments, and he took that tone.
I don't want to, Todd.
Hold on.
I don't want to leave, but like, I feel like this is probably.
So fucking aggressive, Duncan.
So this is over now, right?
I don't want to do the podcast.
Did anything even fucking happen?
So we're gonna take a break, and when I take a goddamn break, why am I cursing? There's kids that listen.
Because you're
this
passionate,
show.
And these kids need to know. that Puritan.
My sister-in-law. Later. You know what we do now?
You know what, Chris?
We
is
do the
short
news.
For Christian.
We do the news now. Eric does the news. We come in with the news. I like.
You know
what if the new sound person just every time we hold up a cue, you hear in the background.
Shady K.
Shady. Is that what it says?
Is it not on there? It isn't. You know what? Oh, it was on the other board. It doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Is that
anyway.
What that post-it note said? Shady Katie.
Yeah, it's a group that has a lot of echo. Someone made it, and we keep forgetting to play it.
And that wasn't the news one though, like, either. Was it?
It was. I thought it was Shady Katie. Come on in, and it's two bands. They're the Reverb guys, or they have it's a very funny name, and they made it for the show because I like reverb, and they made up a band that has a ton of reverb.
I like the idea that Aristotle.
And I am going to play it.
I thought the news one was the Belgium guy.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Do you have Belgium guy on there?
Like Aristotle's
running I gave you that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Blake.
Aristotle's running against Katie Levine for best podcast producer. Instead of Crooked Hillary, he calls her Shady Katie, and he just keeps whispering it into the microphone.
People know what's going on. I'm crunching up Post-its.
You're crushing post.
I know what I'm doing. Here's what you do when you have a professional show. You know what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. But when we come back, how long have we been doing, Aristotle?
5 minutes?
You can say it on the air.
Hour and a half.
Wow. We're going in. Now, let me explain something to people that people might not like. No, people aren't going to care. I'm kidding.
Speak
I like
your
to be
mind.
Over. We're going to start having after shows. So we're going to start having after shows. And so the first show is going to be a little shorter, and we're going to do it sometimes when there's going to be a lot of reasons. So one, to make money. You can't be dishonest with people. I don't even know what we're going to do. It's so hard. But I thought I've always wanted to do an after show. I know it sounds weird, but sometimes we have a guest you want to do an hour and a half with, and then you have an after show. It does, for some reason, it takes a different a feel. You know, you take a break, you go in the house, sometimes we eat pizza, and you come back into this to this barn late at night. And it takes a different feel. And that's why it's fun. You think, well, why not just do a three-hour show? Well, because then I'd never get to do an after show. And I do like the feel. Now, I'm not going to do an hour show and go, okay, no. We'll still do hour and a half. Today's probably going to be this show. You know, we're going to come back. I'm not going to be able to stop doing this part of the show.
Right.
But I like the idea that, remember you've been here and we go in the house?
Yeah.
And then sometimes we go, do you want to go back out and do an after show? Because we're feeling it.
Yes.
It does. It comes back in here. It's later in the night. It's more like it gets darker outside. The noises change. The sounds outside change.
Yeah.
It's quieter in here. And you come back in and we'll do after shows. And we're going to do one tonight because everyone agreed before we did this show. We're like, I'm feeling it. But, this show is not anywhere near as over.
Good. I was going to say, I literally just got sad.
No, because this isn't, believe me, this is not a show. Blake,
what? I'm having fun.
Sit up. What did you want to say?
Anyway, that's talent.
That's when they listen to the show. What if the same people last week that, you know, when they go, they go, you know, Todd's show got canceled because he was literally going, they go, you know what? That was rude. Everyone has, I have a bad day at work.
Right.
And then they go, they're going to listen now.
For he some probably reason, redeemed himself
yeah,
later,
yeah, they 15
right?
second forward to hear.
They shut it right off.
They go, no, it sucks.
Oh, no, that's just what it is.
That was it. I tuned in last week, and I swear to God, this is people talking. They
of
don't
course.
Say to George Carlin.
No, they don't know.
This is cousins of mine that already heard the other one. Now they're just out of nowhere. They go, I'll listen to this episode. They
second chance.
Play it again. And then they wouldn't be wrong in a weird way to go, no, it's the show doesn't fucking make any sense. We turned it on again because the last one they were going, and it's just them barking. I'm sorry, I have a good sense of humor. I don't see the comedy in that. So Todd got thrown off the Nerdist Network for good reason.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. Like, this is like two cousins talking, you know, maybe they. Why is my podcast so popular amongst my family?
That's the key demographic. The glasses.
You're so special.
Do you think Stephen Fine Arts is still listening?
Of course he is. Oh. You know why? Because someone said his name came up again later before they took a break. And they told him right at about the hour and a half mark. They go, they mention you again at the hour and a half mark. 15 seconds. So let's make it easy for him. Steve Fine Arts. Because it's easy for him to find. Define it. So you found it. So now, oh, Eric, someone
is that Steve?
I think we know.
Oh my God, it's Steve.
I think we all know who it is.
When we take a break, we'll find out. Is Steve Fine Arts at the
mental institution
door? What? Oh my, we'll be back, fuckface. Sure, we'll be back. It's a professional show. We take a break. I play music. I know how to get people's in. Look what I do. It's people are like, what the fuck? This is a real show. He's playing betting music. I let the betting music breathe. I let the betting music breathe because it's a real show, and real shows let this happen. Also, something happened when we took a break.
Yeah.
That to George Carlin was like, what the fuck?
An event.
It was an event. I couldn't believe it. Like, and we're going to talk about that in about 1 minute. We're going to find out what happened to George Carlin.
That's right.
When we took a break that I, to George Carlin, did not know was going to happen. And everybody knows the way we went to break. You're probably guessing what happened, but you might not be guessing right.
You have no idea.
Let me tell you something. You might. It's still great. There's people guessing right. They're going, the people are going, oh, did blah, 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 blah. You might be right. Did.
Well, don't hit all the syllables in his name. Like,
well. What was it? Well, I'm going to tell you, and I don't think I'm making too big a deal about it. Number one, right after I tell you what happened, we took a break. What are we drinking right now?
Can I just take a sip
real quick?
I believe it's OYO whiskey.
We're going to talk about it.
Bourbon, then that matters.
We're going to talk about it right after this.
Yeah.
So I go into the house to George Carlin, and I don't mean to overuse the term, and then, Steve Fine Arts knocks on the front door. I was like, what the fuck? Was I to George Carlin jumping up and down? Was I not jumping
100%.
Up and down?
You were jumping up and down. And give that a round of applause. And give Stephen Fine Arts a round of a motherfucking applause.
He got in his car in Los Feliz, wherever he lives. It's called Near Nobody Street.
Yeah.
It's called
corner of XX and None of Your Business. Yeah.
On the corner of No. I'm near a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They live in denial. And because, is it great down there? Of course. If there's so many cool shops, there's so many cool little side streets, there's so many cool places to live, and the energy down there, I think it's really cool. It's got a very artistic vibe, but guess what? I still think my joke is appropriate. That it's like, oh, shit, they're down there, they get there, then they convince themselves they like it, and then there's like, no, unless all your friends are down there. And then I guess, you know what?
Is this a referendum on Los Feliz right now? What just happened?
So Steve Fine Arts, you're right. Thank you.
Is this on the ballot?
So Steve,
is it because your friends keep moving to further away places?
Because he
happening?
Lives there, and I'd like to see him more.
Okay.
That's why.
Yeah,
it makes sense. It's not convenient because not all his friends. Steve, be honest with me.
Jesus Christ.
I could be way off. Just talk real loud.
Yeah.
Am I right a little that, and by the way, if I'm completely wrong, tell me. Here's the way I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to trust your answer. Know where you live is perfect. What's so funny?
It's just, I totally now get where you're coming from, but instead of like the bigger thing of like, oh, like my friend lives further away, you were just attacking the area like that he lives there. It's like, yeah, you know, like things are closer than other things, but you know, like maybe it's not ideal, you know, like maybe your friends aren't closer than these cool shops or fun
Here's what
bars.
I'm saying.
It's your friends is what matters.
Here's what I'm saying.
You know,
and I might be a little lost. It's okay. Yeah. I know I'm aware enough to know I'm missing something you're saying,
right?
But also aware enough to know it's probably my fault. So I'm aware enough to just keep moving.
It's all good.
Sucks, by the way.
So hold on. Here's the question. Let me re-say it all over.
Yeah.
Let me.
Well, I'm being silly. Like
I know you're being silly, Blake. I wouldn't have it any other way.
What was that?
No.
Twomp, twomp, twomp.
I think this about Silver Lake, and I want to know if I'm wrong. I'm going to ask. You know, they say everybody's perception is their reality.
Right.
And I think I'm either right. Don't try to, if I'm overwhelmingly right, say it. If I'm overwhelmingly gone, you know what? No. But here was my reality that I lived in that I won't know is true or false to you. Ask 6 or 7 or 10 people. But I thought it was pretty much this. Yes, for a small group of people, and I'm asking, not I'm selling it hard because this is what was in my head.
Of course.
Overwhelmingly, this is what I thought existed. Yes, there's probably a small percentage of people, I think probably around 30%, that not only do they live there and love the area because genuinely it is a cool area, but all their friends are down there. And yeah, maybe there's something once in a while that's way down in Hollywood, or they go to the improv, and yeah, that. But overwhelmingly, no, most things are around here. That tends to what makes you like an area. I think that's 30%. But I think there's 70% if they were honest, if they weren't still in the phase of, no, I love it here. And I'm saying 30% genuinely do love it there. Of course, I'm playing with numbers like I do, but I bet I'm pretty close. 30%, no, they really fucking like it. If they could wave a magic wand, they wouldn't live somewhere else. It's like, no, like, this is close to pretty much everything I do. You work there, I work there, our friends live there, that's the bar we go to, and for 25% of the time we have to go to Hollywood. It's a, but overwhelmingly, and I think 70%, if they could wave a magic wand, would go, yeah, it's, I love it here, but it does seem like I'm doing more things down there. Is that right at all? Wave a magic wand.
Say
wave
yes.
a magic wand.
Just say
no,
yes.
No, 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 no. To totally George Carlin, no.
I'm I was totally kidding.
I'm not a fucking, I know it's funny. I'm not a loose cannon like a maniac. Like a, I just set the whole thing up like a reality, my reality. I want to know if my reality's destroyed it.
That was not fair what I just did.
Thank you. And thank you for backing up that quickly.
It was not fair.
The only thing that saved you.
Anytime. You get to live one more day.
Well, because I think you knew that that was like, yeah, I get it. Like,
that was not fair what I just did.
Meanwhile, a minute ago, we were talking about our mom's pussies. So, you know, how hard can I be on you for...
I know, but that's what matters.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
pussy is forever.
I wouldn't wave a magic wand. I like it there.
You
I
do like it there.
You know what he told me?
Okay, you're in the 30.
I asked him this last week, and I swear to God, he said that the reason he lives there is because there's not a lot of minorities.
Did you really say that? Eddie Pepitone's Italian.
Steve, that's also gross, and I'm not going to get into it because I want a lighter show, but that's disgusting.
Can I say
Steve
something?
Fine Arts, that is disgusting. And you can't produce movies like The Bitter Buddha and go out on a rampage like that and say horrible, hateful things.
I don't want to throw... Steven's one of my favorite people in the entire world. I think he's a very talented director. What he told me is that he moved to Los Feliz because he found a plot of land, and he goes, I hear there's... a big rich cache of bitter Buddhas buried under this land, and that's why he built his house there, so he has all the rights. Meanwhile,
so
Keith Blomberg's mining for bitter Buddhas out in Venice.
so just
Just a little bitter Buddha detector.
So it,
instead of
so
it beeping, it screams. Sorry, I'm done.
Poor Blake. He's like, I'm done. You don't have to be done. I interrupt you. You interrupt me. Two more times. We're done. So it wasn't a big deal to drive down here tonight? It wasn't like ridiculously long and took forever?
It was like 25
minutes. Wasn't that big of a deal? So it wasn't that big of a deal?
No, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, I'm glad. So that's what I'm talking about. I don't want it to be a big deal every time you come see me because I got to kiss your ass. And he just admitted it. It's a big deal.
No, 20 minutes.
Well, then it's not such a big deal. Then why am I giving you all this attention? Was it a big deal or wasn't it? You can't have it both ways. Yeah. Should I be like, I can't believe you did it? Because if you lived up the street, I wouldn't be that impressed.
No, you did somersaults.
But it's the fact that you came from Los Feliz, and it took an hour, and you won't fucking admit it.
Somersaults over here.
Yeah, I live near the fucking... How about these people live near Magic Mountain? They won't just go, well, the
you've
schools
leaves
are better.
In your hair.
I can afford a home, and it sucks. No, that's okay. I get it. I get why you would want to go buy a home there. Maybe you have kids. They can play in the street. But don't fucking lie to me and tell me, oh, no, I'm there in 20 minutes. No, you're not. You shut up.
Do you remember what I was trying to tell a joke earlier and you made a silly face?
I was doing that. Oh, I forgot. To George Carlin. Well,
so funny.
Well, Blake was talking about 2 minutes ago. I was making funny faces at him. I wanted to see if I could break him, but I didn't. He's professional. He's professional.
Oh, my. So God, Steve, this tastes amazing.
So hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how to keep people baited. Oh. So, Steve.
Is this podcast only
what is this?
People?
Hold on. You know what? We can't all talk at once. What is this? Thank you. Hold on. You now.
That was for Steve.
Right. Talk loud. What?
I said. Well, he already did that, so we got the ba-dum-ba.
Yeah, what do you say about, what's your question?
I said, is this only for L.A. people?
Okay, ask it less Jewish. Now I'm serious.
It's a regional podcast.
I have a hip show. We can't sound all Jewy.
Is this podcast for L.A. people only?
Yeah, it's just for L.A. people.
Voice.
It's just for L.A. people,
yeah.
Yes. Sure, you know a lot about podcasting. How's your documentary skills going? I have the worst interview styles. Hey, the bitter Buddha.
Eddie this Pepitone. Is really good, though. I don't know what it is, but it's great.
So anyway, Steve, let me reiterate this to George Carlin.
Right.
That's why I love to George Carlin. That you came down here was a big fucking deal, and I loved it. And when I saw you, I got excited, and I jumped up and down. I literally jumped up and down for joy like a kid that gets a motorbike. Not a bike, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
This bike. Go fuck.
Fuck yourself with your bike.
Fuck you with your pedals.
No, fuck yourself.
Enjoy your pedals and your quads,
hey, I'll
asshole.
I'll just pedal all the way around the block because I'm a fucking idiot.
Bang, bang.
Fuck
yeah,
bang,
fuck
bang,
you. Go
bang.
Get hit by a car,
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah, shut up.
I got a motorbike.
Yeah.
Rev it up, motherfucker. You know what the weirdest feeling is? Can you stop?
Smell the gasoline.
When you forget the bit you're in, but you know it involves going, but I have no idea why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, it becomes a little crazier. Like, am I just losing my mind? What was that bit?
I feel like people who like motors are just dirty.
Oh, I was like, no, I go. It's like I jumped up and down when Steve Rosenthal, like a kid who got a bike. And then we started going, and not a regular bike, a motorbike.
Right.
So, yeah, Steve. Steve Fine Arts.
You said Rosenthal.
Well, so what?
But never correct him. What are you fucking insane?
You think that stands for
you don't
anything?
Correct
what, are
him?
You better than Steve Rosenthal?
Yeah, what are you? Oh.
What do you think you are?
Hey, he's got a wife and a kid. How,
God damn it. Steve Rosenthal. He put the fucking work in.
Hey, what do you have to say a guy like that should die? Because he's not worth it.
He hangs around the business,
yeah,
huh?
Well, why would you say such mean things about Steve? Oh, Steve Rosenthal should fucking get a horrible... What kind of thing? I hope he falls and breaks his hip. Why would you say that about him?
In front of a jury of his fucking peers.
You know what? Steve Rosenthal is a good friend of mine, and
that's
he did Todd's coma with me.
God damn it.
That's the bitter Buddha of 10 years ago. 15.
Thank you.
I drove all the way out here.
You know what?
That
so I want to go back to it.
That is
so
true.
I love you for that.
That is true. He
I'm going to go back to that. To
I
George
drove
Carlin.
Here from Burbank. Where's and my how, thank you? Where was my jumping up and down?
Thank you. God damn it.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's what Aristotle... No, I loved it. Here's what Aristotle did while you were outside waiting to guess which person knew the way my hot towel ritual should go.
He picked our pockets.
Now, by the way, this is for the people that don't listen to the show all the way through. Now you're like, oh, what was that? Yeah, keep skipping around and going fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Keep skipping around and blaming me. Oh, I tried
to... Did you skip around during The Sopranos?
Oh, I 3 minute there. I thought I could 3 minute up. And no, if you listen from the start to the finish, it's like a good play. You got to pay attention. You'll get lost. But if you don't skip ahead, I'll bring you back. And 90% of the time, I'll get off my path, but I'll come back on it. But if you're going to skip around and you don't like the show, maybe it's time we part ways now.
And that's the opposite of OYO whiskey, because it's bad.
No, come on. I should...
What?
Well, it's Chris
Hardwick.
And
that it's bad.
I feel like I can't
OYO
have a good time anymore. So anyway, hold on. So everything is fine. I want to say one more time. Yeah, because I feel it. Steve, that meant the world to me. To see you... When we end the show, Steve, we literally go, play the bump, bump, bump. I go, wait a second. We heard this? And then Eric's like, well, that be, see, now he knew. Well,
I was the only one that knew
that
Steve
was good
was
you knew because you were able to, at the end, you cleverly, I didn't think you were saying Steve Fine Arts for no reason. I wouldn't have think that was him at the door. I didn't think to go there. And he goes, we hear this.
But you were the one that said it, which made it so perfect.
I said, was it Steve Fine Arts? Oh, I did? Wow.
No, but by the way, we all said, like, who's it going to be? Because that's the joke. That's the joke to me.
And then I go up front and Steve Fine Arts is ringing my front door.
It was actually fucking him.
Watch your mouth.
It was actually...
Is that the mouth you kiss your mother with?
Dickie, Dickie, that's the mouth I kiss your mother's uh-oh with.
Hot. Everybody go hot. Blake's fucking my mom. Blake's fucking my mom. All right, no, that's not the show I do. No, I don't do a show like that. What if? You know what? Guess who's listening right now? It's 4 months later.
Your high school guidance counselor.
No.
Just jumped off a small bridge. She's fine.
No, you're going to love where I'm
totally
taking
fine.
This. It's my same people in my family. It's four months
they're
later.
They're still listening.
They, you know, they go, maybe we should listen. They haven't listened. The first time, remember what they heard? The laugh. Second time, they heard, what did they hear the second time? And then we did something else the second time. We go, what if they come right back in here? We're like, they turn it off. So then they go, listen.
He's probably
it's 6 months
it.
Later. I know when I started in my law firm, I wasn't so great, and now I'm different. And I know, and then somebody else in the family.
Ooh, my family has lawyers.
It's a bit.
Wow.
Can't do it in a bit. I override this bit.
Right.
I hear ye Todd Glass, owner of this podcast, use every authoritative bone in my body to say that you cannot. You cannot do a mumble bit in the middle of a bit.
I watched Law and Order once.
It can't be a character. You cannot do this to a character. Order in the court!
Done.
Order in the court!
Can I tell you how much respect I have for you? I thought that you have people in the law in your family.
Can I tell you this? I was really trying
to
stop
I know
you
better.
Guys, like if I was an angry judge. Like, you guys were out of control, and I'm like, no, I hear by command that we, you get what I was saying we couldn't do. Because that's a character, and you're going, oh, it's not me saying it. It's, you know. But anyway, do whatever you want. That's how easy I am.
So in my defense, well, I thought that you literally had a servant of the court in your family. And that's why I made that bit. And now I know. They're just lame.
I know you're nervous. Where is this going? And so am I.
Yeah.
But together, what we can do.
Together,
we
can everyone accomplishes
singing
more.
A song.
Together, everyone
we
accomplishes
start singing a song. Okay. Now we die. Hot. Hui. Now let me. What was I talking about? Because I'm getting nervous.
All right. So your family members, they gave us one try. They heard us going,
thank you. Thank
terrible
you.
Podcast.
Thank
and then,
you.
Terrible podcast. So and they're going to give us one more time.
6 months.
One more try.
I was bad at this, and I know I was in a lot. I was a horrible lawyer till about 2 years. You know, when I used to do marketing, so there's I'm not there this Thanksgiving because I didn't go home. I go every other Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then they play it in the living room. They go, let's just listen to this one. There's no way, you know. And then they
tune in.
No bullshit. Would this happen? That's no. But if it happened, this is what would happen. If they happened to come back the fourth time, this would be like, what the fuck? But this could happen because we did do that. That's why this joke is what the fuck? What are the odds? But guess what? Sometimes that's life. Things happen that have a small chance of happening. And that's what fucking happens. We have every right to make pretend this could happen. It makes it that much funnier that 4 years after this, they turn it on and they hear this. They hear this go, my mom's pussy.
Yeah.
Fuck
your mom's pussy.
Yeah, puss my mom pussy. Blake fucks my mom pussy. Fuck that pussy.
I like
pussy.
The
pussy. A pussy. They
that
don't know it's
medieval pussy.
They don't know it's ironic. Hello? No.
No.
Come
oh,
on. Now I feel like I can't have fun
great.
Anymore.
Fine. Fuck
yeah, it just feels like we can't have
whatever.
Fun. If I can't have fun, I can't say what I want.
Censor.
What? You got to talk loud, Steve. I know it's not a.
You got to talk loud, asshole.
I said how happy I was to have him here, but then the minute he doesn't do something right.
Talk louder, you.
Now, what, Steve? You're a good energy.
You throw salt in his eyes?
Hold on. Do you realize that you don't have headsets on?
You can hear it, no?
Yeah, but not when everybody's talking because you're far away.
I'm not a professional.
Listen,
I'm not a professional, Todd.
Shush.
And maybe direct yourself closer to a microphone.
Hold on. Oh, you got him good. You got him good. All right, shh. Everybody quiet. I'm like a man cow. He does that. Now I understand it. Shh. He stops everybody in the studio. I'm like, hey, knife. I'm
like
famous. You don't shush me.
You're like, what?
I'm the most famous person in the room. That person never gets shushed. And I'm not saying that's a big deal, just in that situation.
Who'd you say you
Who
were
shushes?
Like?
You think anybody shushes Bruce Springsteen?
Never.
No, you think, shh. No, who should be shush? Yeah, maybe an astronaut.
What the fuck is that? Can I tell you something? I was shushing a lot of people, and then I had a man cow disease.
Aristotle played cow noises.
No one hears anything.
It's so great. Okay, stop. Stop it for one second. What are you laughing at? And then I have an idea.
Did you just shush them like man cow?
Did I? No.
Don't. You just shushed them like man cow.
I did?
Oh, do you have man cow disease?
Okay, I want you.
Ew, is that what I sound like?
Who said that?
Who said, ooh, is that what I sound like?
Me.
Okay, I'm having a little difficulty.
I didn't say that.
Oh my God, did you hear that?
What the fuck is that?
Potato salad.
Yeah,
that's not a gimmick.
No.
Potato
what
salad,
that?
We're not playing any sound effects.
Todd, what the fuck is that?
Shh. It's the Halloween. Oh my God, please don't tell me that's
no,
the ghost
no,
of Halloween.
No. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No, shh. Do you hear what he's saying? I can barely hear it. He's saying something about Stephen Fine Arts.
Peter Buddha, directed by Stephen Fine Arts. Don't.
I don't.
The ghost knows about it.
Is that a ghost plug? What the fuck
what
is
you, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, come on. Tell Duncan, you look like you're.
Is that even
you
available?
You don't hear that. You don't hear that.
Hear what?
The ghost talking about the Bitter Buddha. Honestly, you don't hear that. Okay, Eric and Duncan are here. They're both looking at us like we're crazy.
My only note.
Okay, whoa.
No. I don't like Todd. I can't fucking.
You didn't hear that?
What is that?
No, you said we were looking at you like you're crazy, and then you went, whoa, you don't hear that. Hear what?
Oh, come on. It sounds like you're playing. Really?
Do I hear it?
Ghostly Buddha.
Can you talk to me, ghost?
Who are you talking to?
What go?
What? Where are you at? You have a. Can you walk through walls? Are you like those type of ghosts?
No.
He asked the tough questions.
You can't walk through walls?
No.
Oh. Can you make things move? What do? You make things move all over the house?
I can make the car move. Take it out of park.
Oh, did you? You can drive a car, is what you're saying.
Oh, can you go?
I can't drive it.
That's not bragging. Anyone can do that, ghost or not ghost.
Can you walk through? Can you can you levitate things?
Nope.
You can't.
Nope.
Well, then, what type of ghost are you?
I'm not.
You just
who
hang,
are you?
You just hang out.
I'm one of those other ghosts.
Oh, there's all different types of ghosts. People just think there's the ghost that can move things.
Right.
Just like there's different type of people in the world. This is the type of ghost. He just drives around in his car now that he's a dead person.
Can't
right.
Drive.
Well, he didn't have a car before he died, and now that's
now this
I
is
guess
a big
what
deal.
It's doing.
I died
yeah.
in the car.
You what?
Died.
Oh, thank you, Aristotle.
Died
for
in a car.
Turn it back to us after
Who's
that sad
Aristotle?
Note.
Yeah. Anyway,
what?
Hey guys,
what?
Make comedy out of this.
Who's Aristotle? I like that you commit. Who's Aristotle? Hey, there's only one Aristotle, and we got him, right?
That's right.
There's one Aristotle.
Aristotle! Aristotle!
Can I tell you something?
Can
that
I tell
have?
You something?
Yeah. I have a thirst.
I
right
don't
now.
Like talking about something that I like. If people are going to go to buy it, and they're going to be mad at me, it's not that good. But I don't mind talking about something. As long as they go to buy it, and they go, Todd's right. And
this, can I tell you something?
Michael bought us a towel warmer. This, whatever he brings, is great.
He brought another thing, too, to be totally honest.
A towel warmer about a year ago.
Right.
And we loved that. That was a great gift to give the show. Before the show, we put the hot towels on our face. He knows that was a great gift to buy. Then this time, he tops it. He brings a bottle of
OYO whiskey, I believe. Bourbon. OYO bourbon.
Oh, let me pour a little bit
in
here.
And by the way, it doesn't even ruin a microphone when you stick it in the bottle. And that's how you know it's good.
Can I tell you
something? But also, with OYO, it's literally... So I saw the bottle, and I'm like, I don't want to drink this because it looks like it's a... You know, it looks like one of those really expensive bottles where you want to ask.
Well, that's the best part about it.
You know what I mean?
I love that you asked, and I love that I was able to go, oh, of course I want to open it. This is like the thing we're going to celebrate with this.
Right.
Who knows why it happens? Certain people understand style, and they give you a bottle that you go, that looks like, you know what, tonight's a special night.
Yeah.
That's true, right?
And also, people rarely share really delicious... Like bourbon, you know what I mean?
It's a good taste in bourbon. Can I say this? It's literally smooth, and that sucks all the people who go, oh, it's smooth. Oh, shut up. But when it's really smooth, you're like, now I know what that means. Can I say something? And I don't mean to be melodramatic.
I don't think you would. No. And it's not. That's not melodramatic at all.
I'm feeling so good. With my
OYO bourbon.
OYO bourbon. OYO
bourbon.
The ghost. You hear the ghost?
Whoa, bourbon!
Even if you're not alive anymore, you can enjoy OYO bourbon.
OYO. Can I turn off all the music and the bells and the whistles?
What a cool eye grabbing. Those are my favorite, by the way, vowels. Can I say that?
I'm going to pour. I'm going to give you my glass.
Why is only sometimes a vowel, Blake?
Huh? Well, honestly, this time, it's a vowel.
Oh.
In OYO, sometimes Y, it's a Y.
Can you pour?
It's a vowel.
Can you pour me another OYO? I love it. The ice cubes. Get the right ice cubes.
And
put them in there. It's like it's
that cool, like
you know
amber
like?
Color.
It's like it, thank you. It's,
yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. A drink can be a tasty drink,
right?
And also be artwork. That is the what that. Look at the ice cubes just clinking around in there.
Yeah.
Let me pour a little more in there.
Yeah,
if you
why
don't
not?
Mind. I hate to be a.
You can't have too much.
Wow. Let me pour some on my head. I don't mean to be. No, right. I heard it's good for your hair. Let me pour a little on my head. I want to be responsible. We're Ubering home like a responsible drinker does. And that's the best thing.
Can I
thing.
Say something? Your hair looks great all the time. It looks better since you dumped that bourbon on your head.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
It wakes your roots up.
Also, OYO, I believe, is from... It does wake them up, and it keeps them active.
Do you mind if I...
OYO, pour it on
would
your
you
head.
Like some, Eric?
Yeah, of course.
Let me pour you a little right here. I hope those are the right ice cubes.
OYO from Columbus, Ohio, I believe,
well,
if I'm not wrong.
That's enough.
Thanks. Are they? Okay. Are they? the worst person you can add.
Yeah.
No. That's enough. I get. You know,
that's enough. Yeah. Even if you're enjoying it.
Where is the? Where is this company?
I believe it's from a place that actually has been doing quite well recently. You know what? They say that the Cavaliers winning the NBA Finals is the biggest thing that's happened in Ohio. I believe it's the creation of OIO whiskey.
Now, Duncan, can I tell you two George Carlin? We're both being very honest.
Right.
It actually
and it's
does
Blake,
taste good.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know what? Don't be a dick.
No, I know. No. And by the way, I felt bad correcting you, but I'm also like, you got to draw a line somewhere.
For the listeners. For the listeners.
How nice do you have to be? You know, Todd called you Duncan. But it's like when my mom would call my brother Spencer, me.
No, I know it's not a personal at all.
I know.
I rarely correct you.
You why do you make me like a monster? No,
because you're rarely wrong.
No, shut up.
No, because you're never wrong.
Yes, I am. I'm right about certain things, and I'm wrong a lot about a lot of things.
But you know what you're not wrong about? OYO whiskey.
Let me tell you something about this OYO whiskey. When I'm feeling like I want to make a special night out of it, I have my
OYO bourbon.
I want to make it special. I want it to be an event. So you got to open up something that means something. Refreshment. No one listens.
Refreshment, I think. It's a refreshment.
I'm drinking my
OYO bourbon
in a beautiful bottle. That's a beautiful bottle.
OYO.
It's covered in a full bottle.
OYO.
OYO.
I think he's strung out now.
I want to thank the people at OYO for this beautiful bottle of whiskey.
God bless you.
This is Elvis Presley. And this is some fine bourbon, baby.
And you forward your bourbon to Elvis Presley to Todd's address.
Reverb off! Back to regular show!
I run a tight ship. Steve, I'm still love that you drove down here. And he admitted it all the way from... obviously it's a big deal, even though he claims that this Silver Lake is the best. Yeah, then why'd you come in here panting? You know, it's like this is the way people show up from Silver Lake. They always come to the improv.
Can I tell you something?
I got it. I drove. I thought I had a shortcut. They're exhausted.
They're exhausted. And honestly, when he walked in, there were 13 like mutt-looking dogs with tags that said Los Feliz on them chewing on his shirt. And he's like, really? That's where you live? And by the way, we gave all those dogs a great home. We gave them all a great home, and they're happy.
Guys, I have to let him in here, but he's super friendly. Just be extra nice to him if he comes up to you.
No,
he's fine. He's so friendly. I got him from a shelter.
That sounds like a dragon.
I got it. Can you pet him? Oh, he loves you, Duncan.
That sounds like a dragon.
No, pet him.
No. Pet.
Please pet him.
Okay, all right.
No, look, he likes you. Oh, no. Stop it. It's a fun bite.
Dude.
Stop it. You're being silly.
He's bleeding.
Eric, would
fuck
you?
Me,
would, the
me,
dog's got his
me.
Mouth right. He wants to give you a kiss.
Everybody, hold still.
Eric,
I petted him. You kissed him.
Guys,
Eric.
Guys, hold on. You're overreacting. It's. Let him give him a kiss. He wants to kiss you.
The dog has a white foam from its mouth.
Because he wants to kiss you. Give him a kiss. Look at him. He loves you. Guys, shut up.
Take me to the hospital.
Guys, you're scaring them. You're scaring them. Shut up. Everyone, please shut up. Everybody, please shut up. Everybody, he's. Give him a kiss, my lion. It's a lion. I got him from the LA Zoo. He was tortured.
I thought you said it was a fucking dog.
That is a dog. That's a. Come on. No.
How many animals are in
Aristotle,
thank
you don't
Eric.
Do that.
Thank
no,
you,
no. We, that's not how we end
it
that bit.
Needed to
that
be
bit
done.
Did not end that way. That no. Bit not that. That was a joke.
That was Todd shooting a gun in the air.
It was me shooting a gun in the air.
To get more attention.
To get more attention because I'm sick. Because I'm sick in the head.
He's a sick man, and that's
look,
the sad part.
Hold on. Can you guys be more mature?
Yeah.
Seriously. I feel they're friendly animals. You have to be try to be sweet to them. All right. That's Pat, and she's a miniature schnauzer. She's so friendly. Try.
It looks a little bigger.
They
than
smell
a...
if you're scared.
Hi, Patty. Hi. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He's fun that way.
You seem very spirited. You
Duncan.
Seem like such a...
Oh, guys. You're scaring them. Why don't you stop? Duncan, come over here, because I know you're not scared of animals. Grab this dog in the and by the jowls and tell him you love him.
Don't pick that dog up.
Like, Don't. Yeah, there you go. He loves it. Look at him. Okay, maybe. Okay, let him go. 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 He's probably scared. He's probably scared. Come. Oh, come on, Eric. Look, the lion loves you. I've never seen the lion react that way to anyone. Just reach down like if it was your own dog and be friendly to it.
I should put my face right in its face.
Don't
yes.
do that.
Definitely. Oh, it loves you. Listen, right, it's a lion.
Go. Pray to God. Don't
oh,
do
my God.
Now, come on. Give it a kiss.
Eric.
Hey, Cleo. Cleo, that's his name. Cleo, say his name. Say his name.
Good boy, Cleo.
There's literally blood gushing out of his arm. And he's...
Oh, right. That, you know what? I've seen worse blood on a mosquito bite. It's not gushing out of his arm.
That was a pterodactyl.
Steve, come over here.
And that wasn't funny.
Steve, he loves the Bitter Buddha. The dog sits in front of the TV and watches the Bitter Buddha. Come over here and show it your talented head.
Hey, buddy.
Be nice. Be nice. Okay. Be nice. All right, he's good with dogs.
There's literally blood and limbs everywhere in this.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
There you go. Oh, look, now he loves Steve because he took the time.
Why is everybody being such a good sport about this? We're all very hurt.
Hey, Blake, shut the fuck up. These dogs have been tortured. They need
Jesus
love.
Jesus Christ, we're
Why can't
dying?
You be sweet to them?
I don't feel so good.
Can I tell you something? I know for a fact, this might seem weird to bring it up now. That bit, listening without looking at each other, 10 times as funny.
Oh, of course.
One time, I love closing my eyes during bits like that because then someone pictures this. You're in a family situation, these dogs, and they're letting a lion in, and no one's trying, and he's like, be nice. Meanwhile, there's blood gushing all over the place.
Also, but everyone loves you as a host so much, they're like, they're
trying.
No, we'll be nice. He invited us
right,
over.
Right, they're trying.
We and should make an effort.
Right.
Even if it costs us our lives.
Now, let's make a crank phone call.
Let's do it.
To someone you know. Pick up that phone, and here we go. Do you want to hear an improvised song that I can do? I can make up an improvised song.
Wrong one.
No, I can I can do an improvised song around the room. Do you think I could do it? Just make up a song about everybody?
I bet you can.
Look at Steve. He's over there. He's sitting next to Eric is there. And Blake Wexler's over there. And Duncan sitting near the mirror. Look at you. You're Aristotle. Next to Aristotle is Michael. And he made us a towel warmer. He didn't make it. He actually bought it. But then he had the plaque and he put it on it. That's what his name is, Michael. He's got another friend. His name is Michael. He came to the show and he's from Fresno. That is true. And he said no one wants to move there. It's just karma that brings you there. Crank phone call. We got Chip Chantry on the line. Okay. It's Chip Chantry. Let's crank. You're going to crank call him? Get him good. Get him fucking good. Get him fucking good. I want this guy gotten. I need ratings. Get this motherfucker. Get this fucking guy. I don't say motherfucker anymore. Fucking land it to him. Oh, fucking suck it to him.
If he doesn't
give it
answer,
to him. Like, just
I'm
fucking.
I'm going to leave in a voicemail. A dirty
leave
voicemail.
Leave it. Let's over curse.
For God's sake, keep it clean.
Okay, let's just curse. Oh, let's fuck. Remember, deliver fucking shit to this fuck. Deliver. I need a show. I need ratings.
Hey,
fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you,
Jim. You pile of
suck
shit.
It. Fucking, suck it. You fucking asshole.
I hope you choke
Quit
and die.
Quit comedy.
Choke
off. Fuck off. Why don't you swallow a microphone?
Nobody likes you.
Your grandmother's a whore. You piece of shit. You stupid pile of shit.
I hope you get diarrhea for the rest of your life.
We'll curse all we want. We'll curse all we want.
That's right. Fuck.
I hope you get diabetes and your legs fall off.
Hack fuck.
I hope you have to have your legs cut off and then the doctor finds out it was an accident. They were perfectly healthy.
Yeah, fuck your legs. Fuck your asshole fucking piece of shit legs.
Yeah, Eric, what did you want to say?
I like Chip.
Oh, is that Chip Chantry?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was Chip Chinaroo.
Oh, no.
Chip Chimmery, Chim Chimmery.
It's called How Quick Can Aristotle Find Chip Chimmery, Chim Chimperoo on the YouTube?
Real quick. Hey,
and
hey,
play
Chip,
it on the show.
Chipperoo, tick, sorry.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tick. Talk.
15 second
How
password.
How long will it take Aristotle to find Chip Chipper Chipperoonie? Does he know what I'm
saying? He is doing.
Am I saying it a little off? It's actually Chip Chimper, Chimpy Chimpy. What is it called? What's it called?
Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmeroo.
Life is a chimmy and Chim Chimmeroo. Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmery, Chim Chimmeroo.
Life is a chimney and you're a kangaroo.
Chim Chimmeroo.
What?
As lucky as
let it breathe. Let it breathe. We got tambourines over there.
And that's lucky.
Just throwing it out there.
It's the Todd Glass Show. Now Steve Fine Art stopped by.
Life has been strong.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Why am I revving so high, but I'm having a great time? The only time I get paranoid is when I think I hope everybody else is. Listening.
I think you've been great.
We have an after show. Can I tell you something? We have to go in for the clothes.
You
got an after show in you?
Yeah.
So do I. I'm feeling great. I took a 25-hour energy drink. I took five-hour energy drinks.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I feel great. It's amazing.
Can I tell you what I did?
What?
I drank a glass of OYO bourbon. I've never felt better in my entire life.
They don't want that type of...
What do you mean?
They don't want that type of customer.
No.
They don't want a guy who drinks a whole bottle. That doesn't make their image look
just
good.
Just one glass.
Hey, you know what I did? I ate a whole turkey from Butterball. That's not what they want. They want to have someone to have a proper portion.
Right, it is funny.
Their audience is not someone that would drink a whole bottle. Their audience is someone that has a respect for liquor and drinks it tastefully. Well, you know what? They should. They should, because all I did, sometimes you feel...
Todd?
All the grain used, all the grain used for this liquor.
Here he is talking about grain again.
It's all natural grain used from chickens that had a happy life.
That's right.
Did you hear that?
You know, what came first? The grain or the chicken? I'm going grain every fucking time.
Yeah, because what else would they eat?
Thank you.
Did you like...
That is actually a good question.
Can I ask you a question? Can I take
I'm
over?
I'm not kidding.
Would you be comfortable petting a chicken? Because it scares me. Sometimes...
I choked one.
Steve Fine Arts is here, drove all the way from Los Feliz, and we haven't stopped talking about it because he's such a big deal. He showed up huffing and puffing at the door. You would think he walked from Whittier.
I think Steven is closest to here than even Eric does. Yeah, Mike came from Fresno.
Yeah, and he
which
came
is
from
4 hours
and,
away.
And towel warmer Mike came from
watch
from
your mouth.
Columbus. And Steve Fine Arts, and yet he goes, I think I'm one of the 30%. We got to be honest. Why you always going, should I come over? You're always, unless you got other friends, you know what I should go? Get a hotel room down there for 3 nights and see exactly what you're doing.
Oh, my God. I saw him riding a unicycle, and he still managed to put a UCB sticker on the back of it.
Come here. I want to. Are you okay, Steve? Are you working on any project you're allowed to talk about?
Jesus Christ!
It's all secretive.
Oh wow.
Okay, one project.
Can I tell it?
Is it Batman?
We're doing another Eddie Pepitone documentary.
Is it Eddie?
Return of the Bitter Buddha.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I would love it. Can I tell you something? They should. Can you imagine catching up with Eddie?
Bigger and bitterer.
Bigger. Bigger and booterer. No, what did you say?
Yeah, bitter and booterer is better.
Yeah, that's
actually.
Right. Yeah. You heard it here first, everybody. Bigger and what?
Booterer.
That's right.
Punch up, not down.
Did you ever hear Lazy Mary?
Go on.
I know what you need. That's going to be in this part two. Yeah. Oh, now people are like, what?
Ooh.
What? What's part two? Oh, what was it? Oh, what? That's on the after show. I got to go to the website and get that. What do they do with that music? I got to know, honey.
Don't give them too much.
What the fuck? No, this sounds like there got to be something. It's got to lead to something good. Oh, I hope they play like 10 seconds. God damn it, I'll spend the dollar. On that alone, it's worth it. What do they do with that music? What? You know it's a bump. They're probably jumping around that goddamn podcast studio. I'll spend the dollar. I spent a dollar on worse.
You know, my dad made a cool $15,000 last year.
Hey, did your dad survive the tornado?
Yeah.
Your mom came to the show. Your dad, she goes, he stayed back.
It's
I know you don't want to talk
so much.
I know. You know what? I shouldn't even brought it.
He's coming to visit tomorrow.
Is he really?
Yeah, to George Carlin.
Will he come? Does he want to see me?
If you want to see me headline at Flappers all weekend, yeah, sure.
But by the way, are you going to Flappers to headline?
I am.
It's a nice club.
The small room.
That's even cooler because it's right up my alley.
Oh,
it's just the drive always for me. But once you're down there, I mean, you know, there's really good dinner and it's a cool looking room and that little room is awesome. It's like this perfect small room.
Would you say you're 70 or 30% of this neighborhood?
Oh, can I be honest?
Ooh,
first of all, I do believe, to George Carlin, I want to set the record straight, because there's an element of this conversation that I'm being honest about. I do believe if Steve says he's in the 30%, they're 40, whatever it is, it could be 50-50. Okay, how about that? Now there's people going, okay, I'll go with that. There was hanging up on 20%. 50 that genuinely like it, the other 50. Here, for me, now there might be someone living three doors down that's moving to Los Feliz because
great
they go,
band,
you know what, all
way.
My friends are there. What is it called?
Sorry.
Three Doors Down?
Yeah, it's a band.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's one of their songs? Sing it.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Todd Glass?
If I go crazy. All right, listen. So,
because you're Superman.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
Sure. I can. It's in my head, but I can't say it.
I just respect you.
Okay, so...
So you were saying 70-30
it's 50-50. There might be someone in my neighborhood going, you know what? Yeah, there's a few things I do down here at basically I'm at, you know, Crescent Heights and Pico. That's the area that I live in. I get it, it doesn't work. But I'm being genuine with you. It is hard for me to believe that more people wouldn't probably feel centered down here. Because besides Los Feliz, I'm close to everything. I'm close to Culver City. I'm literally with no, and spare me, can I use a get out of jail free card on this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You're in a safe zone.
I'm literally, with traffic, 12 minutes away from Beverly Hills.
Whoa! Whoa! Wow! 9021, uh-oh! Rev up that engine, because you're going to make it there in 12 minutes. Wow, the big 1-2. Look at Todd! Here he comes, Beverly Hills! Hey, Beverly Hills, here's your 12-minute warning.
Hold on,
here's
guys.
Your 12-minute warning, Beverly Hills.
Leave
Todd
it to
Glass
Aristotle, doing a fucking great job on that music. Right?
Aristotle's killing it.
Whoa.
I love her. Any, you know what? I either understand why someone's playing something, but
right.
Here's the great part about music when somebody drops in music. Most of the time I figure out, like, oh, it's me revving, you know, me. Oh, look at me. I live near Beverly Hills. Even if I don't know, I still love it even more. Because, like, when all the cows started mooing, I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? But then I tried to figure it out, and I did figure it out eventually. I'm like, oh. But then I forgot. What was it?
Man cow.
There you go. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's right up your fucking ass. Oh shit, is that your girlfriend? That's rude.
Listen, honestly,
or can you go talk to her?
By the way, I told her that. No, I think we can keep going and she'll probably stop.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, well, I wanted to talk to you because the first time when we met in Philadelphia, this happened probably about.
And this is a very.
Well, we're going back four years ago.
She'll
that's
stop.
Okay.
She'll
that's
stop.
Okay.
She'll
it's
stop.
Okay.
She'll
here's
stop.
What I wanted to ask
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, if you think of. Okay, no big deal. Just
no, it's fine. No, I love.
I'm in anger management classes. Let me stop this bit. Stop the horn. I'm in anger management classes.
Right.
Classes. And Steve Rosenthal, I said your name. Steve Fine Arts. I said his name. Because I know he drifts off if we don't mention his name. All we got to do is once in a while go, Steve Fine Arts, Steve Fine Arts, Steve Fine Arts, Steve Fine Arts, Steve Fine Arts. He wants everyone to know while they're listening to this show. He drove down here from Los Feliz, shows up to my door exhausted. Hope you appreciate it.
I really like this bit. So you're in anger management.
Okay, I'm in anger management.
So am I being like, oh, this is going to set him off if we don't
take
care of this?
I'm in anger management.
Right.
And what was the bit we were just doing? That
there
I
was the beeping. So
okay, yeah.
So
I'm
my girlfriend Julia is beeping outside.
Okay,
and
guess
it's just
what?
Like,
she just told me last week that I can start going every other week.
So you just made huge progress.
Yes,
huge
progress. And now I'm back to my podcast, and you have your girlfriend outside the studio beeping a horn. But I'm trying.
You know what helps? I think. By the way, correct me if I'm wrong with this bit. Say I was like, oh, I'll be out in like 2 hours, and she's so cool. She's like, oh, I'll stay out there. It's been 3.5 and
she
just started
that's
beeping.
Not funny.
Oh, you rather her be
I'd
no,
rather
no,
her be 20 minutes in.
Okay,
it's funnier.
Cool.
You're you know what you're trying to do?
No,
but I
I'm
love it.
I'm liking you being crazy.
You don't want to date a kook even in a bit. So you're making us the kook.
I like
that's
it.
What he's doing. No, you're the girl, the purse. It could be a guy. You want to be in a
throw
relationship.
Me in jail.
It's not sexist. It
throw
could be
me in jail.
You want it to be your mom.
Throw me in.
Lock me up in shackles.
Do you want it to be your mom? It could be your boy. It could be two guys in a relationship.
No, it has to be a girlfriend.
Okay, well then she is. Yeah. It's. Okay. You know what? I'm going to change it just to teach you a lesson. It's 1 minute.
Five. All right. Cool. All right. So it's 1 minute in. It's 1 minute.
Okay.
In.
Is that funny?
Right, yeah. It's very, very, okay. very funny.
Okay. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Our guest tonight is Blake Wexler.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, it's good to be here. Well, yeah. Blake, one of the things that we wanted to talk to you about was when you started in comedy. Who's that?
Oh, we're just starting off. Don't worry about it. It's all right, that's my girlfriend, Julia, and she's a little...
Can I tell you something? Remember anger management classes I was in?
Yeah,
No. First of all...
I'm sorry. I can go out and tell her.
Want you to be nervous because that's her. Right. That's her bad attitude.
I should call Julia.
She knows you're doing a show.
That's what I basically. Hey, Blake, take a deep breath.
Okay.
I'm remembering my mantra.
Yeah.
My mantra inwardly. I'm not saying that outwardly. Okay. Then I go, Blake. Oh, God. Do you want to go out and talk to her? Or do you think she'll stop?
You know what, Todd? I don't think. This isn't like her. I think she'll stop. Maybe she's just like something cut in front of her car.
Okay, so I wanted to tell everybody the story about the time that we met in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, I love that so much. Tell that story, please.
Okay.
A different car.
You were there with your dad. There with your dad.
And it was a meaningful night for me also because I feel like it was like, oh, this is...
Okay, no. It's not.
Here, I should probably... Todd, let me text her.
You want to call her?
Well, let me send a text real quick. All right, she said... Okay. All right, so she's literally
Can I tell you something, Blake,
she's typing in all caps?
Can I ask you a question, Blake? Turn off your phone.
All right.
And have no judgment at all. I want you to relax.
Okay.
All
right.
I want
you
to
relax. Does she do this everywhere you go?
Thank you. All right, come on in here. Help me out, guys. Yeah. Help me out. Is this a healthy relationship?
I think I should go out and tell her to stop.
No. This isn't your fault. You need to find out what she will do.
You do need to set boundaries.
You do need to set boundaries. No. This is not the way we're dealing with it.
All right, okay.
How about if we just see how long? Let's be quiet for a little while and see who you're dating. Let's see who you're dating.
Yeah,
you need to find out. If you right now go, stop, maybe you'll tone it down. What will she do if you just let her do it? You know they say you got to let a baby cry it out?
Yeah.
You find out. She's a full-grown adult.
Okay.
You find out what her stability is.
No. I know, but Todd, I know you're past, and like I see you sweating. Like, honestly, you
I don't even
such
care.
Great... Okay, okay, all right. I know you're past, and I feel like I should just go.
Am I a little bit?
Okay, all right.
Is that her friends?
No, she does this fun thing sometimes.
Well, I've never seen. There's three VW bugs outside.
Sometimes if I'm taking a little while too long, she invites her friends, and they have a beep club, and they beep.
So, don't make a joke. You're trying to make it a joke. Let's see how long.
The situation.
Let's just listen.
All right. She'll stop. See? All right, so she's done.
Okay. So it seems like let's let her. Let her go.
Okay.
We're both interrupted. Let her breathe. You need to see what her stability is. Seriously.
I love Julia. Like she's never
Blake, please. Does she know you're doing a podcast?
She does. Yeah, she knows.
Didn't you ask her, please? It's not soundproof. Didn't you say, don't beep like you did when I did Comedy Bang Bang?
This is not the first time this has happened.
She's probably
doing a bit. She probably thinks it's funny, you know, like a heckler calls out and like,
Didn't you get a letter from her that said, I'm not beeping because it's funny. I'm beeping because I want to go.
She got it notarized also. She did get it notarized.
I feel like we're going to deal with this on the after show, too.
Fuck. If you had a heart out, you should have let us know.
No, but we're literally...
Is this what you're doing? Are you playing us for fools?
No, but Todd, we're 4.5 minutes into the podcast. Like, she should...
She's
so sweet. Todd, if you met her, you would be like, oh, this girl's so nice.
Can we try to just... Let's sit back. If there's anything that can make you get through a moment like this, what is it when there's something that can...
Whenever
take the edge off of something a little bit, but do it with style, do it with class, do it with dignity. How do you do that?
Whenever my girlfriend Julia trifles with my career, I have a glass of OYO whiskey. Like I said, she was gonna stop. Honestly, like, she just didn't understand it. So,
all right, well, let's start.
And this glass has made me feel a lot better.
It's all right. It's all right. We let her.
By the way, I'm sorry she did that temporarily.
We let her,
like,
we let her.
Yeah.
And
she's done.
Fire herself out.
Of course.
So when we met in Philadelphia.
Honestly,
I literally touched. She probably reached for something.
What?
What is that? What the
what,
fuck? Is
what?
Oh, just the last.
The ghost reached its hand through the window
the
and
last,
hit a beep.
The last one. The last that one. Means that doesn't take away any of the.
The other one. The ghost just added the punctuation at the end. Classic ghost.
Well, folks. Blake, can you tell me that?
Anything.
Remember the
you
first
want.
Night? You don't mind if I get serious, do you?
No. Let's do it.
The first night you did stand up. Walk me through it.
All right. So I had just finished a comedy class, and we had just. Obviously, you know, you take a few-week course. I went to a thing called a Bonkers Comedy Class in Springfield, Pennsylvania. And it was part of Mainline School Night, and Paul Solari taught it, and Steve Galassa was also one of the other teachers. And, you know, you take a couple weeks' courses, you learn the ins and outs of it. You know, you learn, like, oh, there's an MC, there's a feature act, there's a headliner. And then you learn, you know, set up punchline, you learn, like, story, you know, like that kind of thing. And then at the very end of the class, you actually have a stand-up. You literally have a graduation show. So all the quote-unquote students, you know, you bring your friends and your family and you perform your 5 minutes. And while you're performing, it's a very, very welcoming crowd. So even if you say something, I was like, oh, obviously that's not a thing that I would continue to do even at an open mic, you know, later in my career. You literally do it at the time. And it just, you know, like, and everyone starts laughing, and it gives you the confidence, and it gives you a little thing that we like to call stage legs in this business. So you get on stage, and you're like, okay, this is possible to get laughs.
This is interesting.
So, right. So we did the graduation show at the top of, I believe it was a restaurant or a bar in Springfield, Pennsylvania. And there's probably four or five of us, and, you know, like, I went up, and I probably only did, like, 2.5 minutes, and I didn't do well, but it was so much fun. I'm like, I need to keep doing this.
Cool.
So that was the first step, and then I started doing open mics around Pennsylvania, and then there was an open mic, I believe, in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, and I went there, and my mom drove me, obviously, you know, I was a younger comedian. I met a comedian named David James there, and he was wearing, like, a knitted hat, and he was a little standoffish, and I'm like, oh, should I try to make friends with this guy? Do you network at these things? Like, what do you do? So I remember, like, there was a list out, you know, like, numbered 1 through 14, and I was like, oh, like, and there was no pen there, and I was asking around, I'm like, oh, so maybe if I ask this guy for a pen, we'll have this, like, forever. For, you know, connection where it's like, oh, I asked David for a pen, I'll be like, hey, remember when we met for the first time and you lent me a pen?
I'm sorry, Blake, I wasn't paying attention. Could you do that again?
No,
yeah, you
seriously,
got it,
could you tell me
right,
that
so,
again?
Yeah, so it all started out where my mom was trying to get me involved in, you know, some sort of long-term activity. So there's a thing called Mainline School Night on the Mainline. And at Lower Merion High School, there was a stand-up comedy class taught by Paul Solari and also taught by a comedian named Steve Galassa. And at these things, it's usually like, oh, like, is there a silver bullet to have a career? No, like, it's literally an introductory thing where I learned, like, all right, so there's a thing called an MC. There's a thing called a feature. There's a thing called a headliner. And I learned all that. And they teach you stand-up. They teach you set-up punchline. And after taking this course for probably like 4 to 6 weeks, you actually do a graduation show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And at the graduation show, basically what that is that all the quote-unquote students, you know, you come up with like 5 minutes of material. And then basically our graduation show, it was in front of a very, very supportive audience, obviously, because you invite like all your friends and your family. So even if you're not that funny, they're going to cheer for you. So you do 5 minutes of material. Everyone did 5 minutes. And the place was, I believe, at the top of a restaurant in Springfield, Pennsylvania. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that's it. So there's an MC, and then, you know, we all did our little 5 minutes, and none of us did particularly well, but it was such a, you know, supportive crowd that we did it. And then after that, you graduate to open mics. So the first open mic I believe I ever did was in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. And then in Fort Washington, I met a comedian named David James. And I saw him, I'm like, oh, so there's a list, and, the, you know, they there's a sign-up list, and you it's numbered 1 through, I believe, 12 or 14. And so I borrowed. I went up to David James. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, like, do you network at these things? What do you do? There was no pen. So I borrowed a pen from David, and I signed my name.
It's Blake Wexler, everybody, on the Todd Glass Show, committing to that bit like a fuck.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
That is the end of the Todd Glass Show.
Baby,
what will happen at the after show? Will Steve Fine Art stick around? With producer Aristotle. With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Robbie Kroger.
Duncan Finer here.
Todd Glass Show.
What's going to happen on the after show, everybody? Will Steve Fine Arts be here at the after show? Will that be the first voice you ever heard, or does he end up leaving? You'll stick around to find out. The after show, available on the ToddGlass.com. ToddGlass.com?
Yeah, theToddGlass.com. Go there and you'll find it.
Will we talk about how to throw a good party on the after show? You're damn right we will. I just made you pay a buck to find out. I got you good. The emailer, they wanted to know about, how do you throw a party? I had some good ideas that's on the after show. We'll break it down. Goodbye, everybody. Look how the show ends so gracefully. Will Blake Wexler stay around for the after show? We'll find out. And Aristotle faded so beautifully. Something that I want people to soak in. Don't just listen to it. Soak it in. Believe the simpleness of it. And Aristotle feathers it right in here. Right there.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. Way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.